the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got you, baby.
No! Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. Ah! It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 626.
It's true. It's true.
It's true.
It's true. It's true.
It's true. It's true. 626.
And I was like sitting here like, all right, I can't wait. I'm going to just set it up so when once they start, I do go right into that's true.
That's
the
true.
Whole time, but no, that wouldn't have worked.
I don't know. Joe is still doing that.
I do it all the time. We were talking before the show, and I was like, "I'm gonna do the whole episode as Jamie, dude." Yeah, Billy's like, "Terrible idea." I was like, "No, I'm gonna do it."
Yeah.
Just the whole time.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's. I'm surprised he's not doing it right now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I told him how terrible it was.
I wasn't gonna break. I wasn't gonna break 2.5 hours of it.
No, yeah. I think that's very Kaufman-like of you.
Yeah. He would do that though. And I think when
they want to see Joe.
I think when John. Himself. I think when John called the spot, that's when Joe realized he had to give it up. He was like, "Shit."
John's like, "Dibs."
Yeah. Joe was like, "Fuck, I was gonna do it." So I think up until that moment, Joe. Was saying
it was funny, John, because I said nobody's that stupid to ever do it.
Well, I'm your man, and I got you covered.
You sure do.
PT Ham loves the look, Joe.
Oh, shit.
Thank
you know
you.
What?
Thank
you know what that means?
Uh-oh.
Well, we're going to give PT Ham a mulligan on this.
A mulligan.
Because
it's a mulligan?
So this is the rules for tonight.
For tonight's episode, Scramble the Egg. Episode 626, Scramble the Egg. Anytime you do a $20 or above donation, that's a text-to-speech donation that's going to talk, just put the phrase Zap Egghead somewhere in your message, and we're going to fucking Zap Egghead. Scramble
the
Egg.
I really thought you were going to go for more or less like fried egg. Like that would have sold it for me, but I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I get what you're
going
for.
Okay, never mind, guys. Don't do this.
Fry the egg. Whatever.
Fry it.
I prefer
so,
scramble.
So go ahead and zap yourself on 100 because we got a $20.
Yeah, for PT Ham because he got him before we
thank you, by the way,
him.
Lovely PT Ham right here. 100%. 3,
shut
two,
up and zap
one.
Yourself.
Fuck it.
All right. There we go.
Yeah.
He's got to hold it down.
Take it, Egghead.
Oh, we'll figure out more ways. Anyway, that's what's going on tonight. We're trying to reach a goal if you want to help us reach the goal.
I like that
there
Spec pointed
thank
out that
God.
This is... Experiment 626 episode of Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. So this is also...
Isn't that Lilo?
Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo.
Lilo.
Lilo, Lilo. Same thing.
Is it?
I mean,
or is
to
it
me,
different?
I sword, sword.
Damn it!
Ambulance. I'm okay.
God.
Christian.
Yesterday.
Christian, yesterday. It's fine.
It's terrible.
It's fine.
I don't know why. I've been watching a lot of Letterkenny recently, and like there was a bit that immediately reminded me of you, Billy, with that. They pronounced sushi and sashimi as shoosies and shasimis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is a Billy thing.
I think I think adding a plural to the end would be not a Billy thing.
That's obnoxious.
Yeah, right? That's moderately obnoxious. I did experiment though a little bit with the word nigiri, but that got a little sketchy. So
what
I
was that again? What
yikes.
Was that
nigiri?
Yikes! So
nigiri.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say it syllable by syllable. What's the first syllable?
Nigiri. It's like,
no.
It's
the
like
first
a,
syllable.
It's like a type
one.
Of sushi.
What's the first syllable?
Nah. Nah.
No. Come on, you know what a syllable is.
Run back.
E. Nah.
What?
Gear.
No.
E. Nigiri. It's nigiri.
Nah, it's not a syllable.
Oh, nah.
For that.
Yeah.
That's not a syllable.
Nah.
It would be what?
I'm pretty sure it's nigiri.
Pretend
it's
you're JF, say
like
it.
Jessica nigiri. It's because that's a type of sushi, right? Nigiri. You go to get sashimi and nigiri. That's the sushi.
Yeah.
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 So I'd be really, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm pronouncing it wrong. Why are you calling JoJo Wisdom? Is that his second name? It was, yeah.
Yeah, back when.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Back when Joe was a tiny boy.
What happened to the wisdom,
it's weird
Joe?
To just put Joe. It's like, it's just a, like, Joe.
I just wanted to, that's what it's on my birth certificate. It just says
Joe.
It just says Joe. They knew.
Joe nothing.
So
Joe nothing.
I took a poll earlier. I guess you guys can still vote on it, but we're already doing the show, so whatever. But I took a poll because people have been asking for an all banter show.
Oh,
a banter cast.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that didn't win. Nope. That actually came in last place.
Very close, though.
Yeah. I think the coolest thing to know about these polls is that we shouldn't listen to what the audience has to say because they don't know what they want. That's what we're here for. We serve
you see,
them.
Yeah, you've really been putting yourself in an adversarial approach.
What do you mean?
To the fan base. Well, just yesterday, and Ben were debating the algorithm. Uh-huh. And Ben was making perfect sense. You were sounding like a fucking tard.
No.
Like a fucking JF's girlfriend.
No. Nope.
That's what you were sounding like.
No.
Something JF would fuck.
Like, there were points where I was agreeing with Billy about, like, I feel like YouTube really is like one step forward, two steps fucking back.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
On their, but like, what they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
The big argument, though, was that Ben realized that a lot of what they could be doing is by design, collateral damage. So, like, when an Onision loses everything, there's a reason behind that. When a Leafy loses everything, there's a reason behind that.
Yes.
And there's a lot of collateral damage that haven't built it up yet. But there's very few people that are fully in the grasp of the zeitgeist of the time that lost everything. Mm-hmm. You know? There's very few. So what Billy was saying was, it was all action. They don't know. It's alive. YouTube is alive. It fought back. They tried to do what they could. YouTube is living now. It's biology.
I did not say that.
You've heard it.
It's sentient.
I did not say that.
It's sentient. It punched him right back in the face.
It's
and you're
like
all retarded if you don't
agree. It's going to absorb us all.
Exactly. That's what you sounded like.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I can feel it, Dave.
Shallow
Susan Wojcicki is just the star child at the end of 2001.
I'm just glad Susan Wojcicki finally followed more YouTubers than just Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
So,
it's about time, Susan.
So, Billy, do you admit that you were wrong yesterday?
No, I wasn't wrong. The way you just spouted off what I was saying is wrong.
Oh. So you didn't say that.
What I said is that I don't think YouTube is smart enough to control their fucking website.
Okay.
They're trying to put out fires
phrase,
left to right.
I think your exact, pardon my language, or pardon my interruption, but I was going to say, I'm pretty sure your exact, like, I may be paraphrasing, but I was going to say, I'm correct, you said something along the lines of, like, it's like if YouTube was trying to put out a fire with water that was meant to be given to a
dog,
and the dog's dehydrating. Yes.
And the dog's dehydrated, so you have to give him toilet water, and now it smells like shit because the toilet won't flush. That's the problem.
It sounds pretty, but it has nothing to do with anything.
100% has everything to do with everything.
No, it doesn't.
They borrow from Paul to pay Peter, motherfucker.
No.
That's what they're doing.
No, they know.
That's what they're doing.
They're not as incompetent as you think.
I'm 100% sure that they are a dumpster fire. The reason Susan Wojcicki has her job is because she allowed the Google guys to put their server in a garage.
She's a figurehead. But now, as far as YouTube being alive, what were you saying about that? We know that, you know, it's basically biology now, all the information floating around. But
it's quite obvious that we live in a hologram simulation.
Okay.
So YouTube is just a protocol, distraction from that hologram.
All right.
People have gotten more adamantly aware of the world we are in being a projection of an actual simulation on a higher level. We're somebody else's YouTube. Our Earth is somebody else's YouTube.
Okay.
And we have YouTube now to distract us from
how
that.
How much of it is
algorithm?
Because
we don't actually exist.
How much is it incompetence and how much is it just YouTube just being smarter?
They're trying to be smarter, but because the fire's out of control, they are. They're trying.
Is it them?
Yeah, they're only human. They're only human.
No, we're talking about YouTube itself.
YouTube is only human.
All right.
I mean, YouTube is technology.
Yeah.
And humans.
He thinks it's sentient.
Humans and technology. I don't think it's sentient.
You said
I think that the Frankenstein's monster that YouTube has created is out of their control.
Okay.
And we are the angry mob trying to kill Frankenstein.
The monster was sentient, though.
Yeah, his name was Hal. Shallow Hal. He fucking fucks fat girls.
Am I high right now? What the fuck is going on with this conversation?
I know. It's getting weird.
I am high, but I, you know, I don't know.
It's true.
I don't know what's going on.
It's true.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
If I was as gorgeous as Jamie from Jamie Body Mind, people would listen to what I have to say. But I'm not.
You're right.
You
we do
to,
hear that.
You just
true
have to
time.
Talk more than Jamie Body Mind, though. That's the other thing.
That's true.
And that's true.
Hey, Ben, Egg Tits is here, so why don't you tell her the rules of the thing?
Is Egghead's camera frozen?
You can tell her.
My camera's
frozen. Yeah, I'll refresh it.
All right, Egg Tits.
I thought Egghead was just very intently listening to Joe.
He's super into this conversation.
I love it. He is
into this conversation as much as he's into Yoda being in the Last Jedi trailer. Let's be honest.
I'm never going to let that down.
No, you aren't.
Just like I'm never going to live the fact that I called this woman a bigger Ribey.
She's a prettier Ribey.
Dude, she's going to shock you even harder now. Like,
You're beautiful.
I don't know why I do have
to. Are you going to Harlem Globetrotter Egghead?
I think Ribey's just a cuntier Egg Tits.
Sure.
Damn, Billy.
Egg Tits can go outside to get the paper anytime she wants. Not Ribey.
Nope.
Ribey's afraid.
Ribey's doing very well, actually. I've been talking with her, and she's a great human being. We'll put a change to that.
Conversation.
Egg Tits, and everybody watching right now, any donation you make, $20 or above, will trigger the text-to-speech, and in that text somewhere, put Zap Egghead, and we'll Zap Egghead at 100%. Thank you for your donos.
And Egg Tits decides how long she holds the button down.
Oh, God.
That's the great equalizer right there.
That's not bad.
Egg Tits decides everything.
She knows he's a fucking masochist, too. She's just going to hold it down.
Yeah.
He loves
it. She will hold it down. Oh, no. Yeah.
To make John feel at home, you three need to yell out, God damn it, Smarty, as rage-filled as you can.
Fine, go for it. That's fine.
Oh, and Zap Egghead.
Okay, good call.
All right.
All right, who goes
God
first?
Damn it, Smarty!
Or is it simultaneous?
I don't think it was simultaneous.
Oh, okay. All right, as rage-filled as you can.
Yeah.
Ben, you can do it again, because I was out.
Oh, yeah, we talked over you, Ben. You want to do one?
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
You want to do one more, Ben?
Or do what?
One more God damn it, Smarty. Since
we talked over.
All right, go ahead.
You.
Go ahead. God damn it, Smarty!
Thank you.
I thought we were going to do it alone.
Oh. I like that we did it together.
I didn't do it.
Right. You're left out.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
As per usual.
God damn it, Smarty!
There. We're
Jesus.
Done.
Are you okay?
No!
You don't seem okay.
I'm not okay!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Billy.
I hope you feel at home.
I felt at home for quite some time, but that was just like the extra blanket on the bed. It was very nice and comforting.
So your parents were drunks, huh?
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%. Six sheets to the wind, fucked every
case. Really quick, what does the phrase "wet blanket" mean?
Wet blanket. What
does someone's
that mean?
A wet blanket? I don't
like a buzzkill kind of.
Why? Why is that a buzzkill? Because blankets should be warm and dry.
No, a wet blanket. You put it over a fire.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, they really put out that fire.
But why was that context free? Who were you referring to? Was this a slight against me, or was it a slight against our new friend John?
John Page's blankets. Your parents didn't have a blanket or something. You brought up a blanket. I don't know.
Oh, no. Someone I was just saying it was nice and cozy in the Drunken Peasants podcast. That's where I was going with it.
You're
it was
correct,
a
John. But, you know, and you don't need to ignore this. Billy was trying to insult you, and I want you to let him have it.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
I want you to let him have it.
I was.
Because I'm on your side.
Here's the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Went right over my head.
I wasn't trying to insult you.
That's all right.
I just didn't. I triggered in my mind the term wet blanket. I was like, where does that come from?
Triggered in my mind.
It triggered my mind. My thought processes.
You're the worst.
I'm a boy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Boys are the worst.
You're breathing really heavy since you did that scream.
Am I?
Yeah. did that tucker you out?
Yeah.
We need to wake him up.
Oh, shit.
So, Egg Tits. Why do they call you Egg Tits? Show.
No, we can't do that.
Oh. That was a test, Egg Tits. You passed.
I can only go here.
Okay.
That's all I can say. And I'm with this one.
Really?
Oh, God.
But for how long?
Oh!
Because between me and you, he looks a bit like a cuck to me.
Joe, don't do it.
What?
Don't do it, Joe.
I'm auditioning to be a bull. I think that's how they do this.
Oh, we're not talking Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah. He's from Chicago.
Right now, you're a bull in a china shop, is what I do say right now.
Exactly, John.
It's sick. The Chicago Bulls. Like, have you seen the Chicago Bulls? They're not actually. It's a bull and cuck scenario. That's what the Chicago Bulls are named after.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's let me. Because if you turn the Chicago Bulls symbol upside down.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can actually turn it upside down here.
You get the horns.
Upside down, it looks like a robot cucking a fucking. That's a robot fucking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a robot literally cucking the person watching.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're all the cucks.
Yeah.
Because it's looking back at us.
Yeah.
Point of view perspective.
Yeah, this is us being cucked by this robot fucking our girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Does it give you any ideas, Egg Tits?
It does.
That's the bull right there. That's the Chicago Bull. They make you think it's this fucking bull. That's bullshit. It ain't that motherfucker.
Now it's just upside down. No.
You're being cucked by the Chicago Bull.
Oh, my God.
That's the Chicago Bull right here.
I'm floored by this robot.
You better call
it's a
Tyrone.
Robot. It is.
Yeah. This robot is
one of the little
all.
Alien figurines in Toy Story.
This
it looks like Eve from fucking Wall-E.
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, yeah.
Bally.
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 Yeah, it's. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Now that you know, the Chicago Bulls are not about the fucking animal, the bull. They're straight up cucking you.
Okay.
The visual point. That's your girl there getting plowed by that robot.
Do you think Egghead is, you know,
is
he
watching?
Likes to watch?
He's a fan of the Chicago Bulls.
I know he is.
Oh. Yeah.
You like to watch. I know you do, you sick fuck. You take way too much pleasure in that going off. I know you.
You know me so well.
I know you well. Not only because you've had me over a few times and begged me.
Let's break down the Chicago Bulls dichotomy.
He played
here.
You like a goddamn fiddle.
You sure did.
Let's break down the Chicago Bull dichotomy, all right?
All right.
Rodman, Dennis Rodman.
Rodman.
The number he cucked everybody. He mm-hmm. fucked Madonna.
Yep.
He fucked that Sean Penn got cucked by Rodman.
Right.
Michael Jordan, number 23 and me DNA test because the child's not yours.
Oh,
I'm
the number 23.
I'm pretty positive
Jim Carrey?
He's lying yeah. to cuck Kim Jong Un because he's buddies with him, so it might happen.
Anonymous says, "Can Billy give us any info on Mr. Bleacher? Is this the feature film that I'm shooting right now?"
I can tell you something about it because I saw some behind the scenes. It looks shitty.
Joe's jealous that he can't get. Joe's jealous that he didn't get a role.
It looks like the worst fucking movie
Joe's
I've ever
jealous.
Seen. No, it is bad.
If you want to see
your acting is horrible.
If you want to see worse acting, just download any Onision video that Joe and I have been.
Joe
in.
Just fucking. He's gonna be running down the streets of Seattle like, "Don't go see this movie. Don't go see this movie. Don't go see this
he's
movie."
So
you're not
mad.
Wrong, John.
He's so mad.
And it's to protect people because I care. It's bad. Billy's never been a strong actor, right?
It's not
but
true.
You should see this. There's a behind the scenes. If we ever get our hands on it, all right? There's twice in a 3-second span where Billy takes the gun. He doesn't know what to do with it, and he's got such a fucking phallic fixation, this little guy. He goes up, and he's like, with a gun. He's got the gun, and he's doing this in the scene. It's like, where does that fit in the scene? He's got some
Can
dialogue.
Confirm.
He says something else, and then he does it again. It's like, because once wasn't enough, was it, Bill?
Joe's jealous that he has the looks, the intelligence, and even the height advantage over me, but I got the results.
Hey, shut
That's
up.
That's all.
I love working at Denny's, all right?
Oh, no.
I'm a busboy, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with being a busboy.
He's a proud busboy.
Slamming
bus boy.
Those grand slams.
We got a special, by the way, if anybody's interested.
Hey,
Joe is taller than Billy? Yes, Archimus. Billy's 5'8", I'm 5'9".
Oh, I'm 5'10", fuck both of you.
Yeah.
I'm 5'11".
I'm 6
fuck.
Foot. I'm 6 foot 2.
Egg tits, how tall are you?
Joe's 6 foot 3.
5'3"? I was actually kidding earlier, I am indeed 6'3".
Yeah,
that means
I'm 6
you're
foot 2 and a half.
Right around my
Shit.
Teats.
I'm 6 foot two and a half.
How tall are you, Egghead?
I am 6'3", depending on the time.
I'm 5'11".
5'11". That's pathetic.
I know, right?
It's all right. You look terrible.
I am terrible.
You need a good zapping, Egghead.
Yeah, I think it's the camera.
Where's those $20 donations?
Oh, it's okay.
They don't want to give you pleasure. They know your trick.
She just oh shit.
Yeah, that was a freebie.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Good free one. Oh shit.
Are there any more instances you can attribute to the Chicago Bulls being a cuck team and not?
Yeah, Scottie Pipmunk.
Pip Monk.
Mm-hmm. Remember him?
Pip Monk.
Double dipping like Scottie Pippen.
Yep. And then you got who else? Who did they beat all the time? Charles Barkley. You know. You know the whole thing about Charles Barkley.
Uh-uh.
Hating fat girls.
What?
I called you a fat girl.
Okay.
What?
It's,
he did that.
Now you're going to get it.
What? You know, Creamsicle really thinks that egg tits is attractive.
She is.
Creamsicle. Well, yeah, but Creamsicle has an infatuation with her.
Yeah, but he's gross.
Like, I have this respect for egg tits because she's Egghead's gal, and I don't want to disrespect Egghead because that's Egghead's gal, but Creamsicle has no problem disrespecting Egghead.
It's a given. He would.
Yeah,
do that.
I guess you're right. Because I do it kind of as collateral damage, so I can get closer to egg tits.
You don't deserve this pleasure again.
Oh. Ooh. Oh no.
Oof.
Oh no.
Uh
oh. Oh God! How long are you gonna go for?
Hold on! It's not off the screen yet.
Oh, wait! It's not off the screen.
Yeah, you're being covered by a humping dog.
There we go. There we go. Fuck! God! No.
Oh yeah. He pissed himself.
Yeah. Is this?
I hate that shit so much. God damn it.
Creamsicle, you are disgusting. I've been on enough calls with you to know that vibration sound in the background. I know you're constantly jerking.
He knows exactly what that is.
I know exactly what that is because I do that too when I'm calling home. You're sick. You're sick and deranged, Creamsicle, and I never want to talk to you again.
Not after
Until
last week.
Until later on when not you go into the DP server.
Not after what happened last week.
Why I still call you, I don't know.
Some sick curiosity I can't seem to shake.
Egghead, you're taking them very well, those hundreds, just so you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to get worse, so.
I should see him the other night.
Oh, God, on Thursday. Shut up.
Ooh.
Horrible.
Egg Titch, do you have a strap on?
Nah.
Wow.
Are you sure?
Positive.
So I got an email today telling me that I don't have to appeal and they're not taking away the verification badge.
Yeah. Right.
Can you get mine back? I'd appreciate that.
Is yours went away?
Mine got taken away.
Oh no.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
When?
It's gone.
They should at least bring it back since they're reversing everything.
I thought they weren't even going to take them away until October.
Yeah. I looked when they announced it. I was like, all right, you know what? I'll go just check the channel or whatever. It was gone. So I was like, the sons of bitches actually.
You have over 100K, right?
Yep.
Yeah, then it'll come back.
I hope.
I'm sure it'll come back.
In a year or so.
It just went out to get cigarettes. It'll come back.
John, I'm going to tell you something
Sorry, Joe, go ahead.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
I think you should go back to wrestling tryouts.
I'm going to get killed, aren't I?
I'm going to get
murdered by MJF and Bear Bronson and fucking Pat Buck. I swear to God, it's not going to go well.
All of them. Together.
All of them together. It's not going to be pretty.
Have a wasabi bukkake.
You're not 5'10". There's no way. It's all right.
I am 5'10", though.
Be honest with me. You don't need to lie to me. You don't need to lie to Hank. I'm your friend. Pretend we're alone.
Peg the egg.
We're all friends here. Didn't we just meet?
Yeah.
We're all friends here.
I think we're like acquaintance level, and like we just got to work our way up to friend level.
We're much closer than that. Much closer. It's fate that we're here together. Tell me the truth. You're 5'7", aren't you?
No, 5'10".
There's no way.
5'10".
There's no way. You're
I wish I could measure myself right here for you, but I can't do that. Like, there's no physical way.
You need to prove it.
You can't see it from here.
I'm sure you got a tape measure in there somewhere. This is like when Billy lied about being 6'3".
Yeah.
I was 6'2" and a half with compacted spinal issues.
Let me go ahead and take off these stilts really quick, and then I'll actually go ahead.
There you
measure.
Go.
That's
good, man.
There you go. This is
a stand-up guy. Not standing up high enough, but he's stand-up. You know what I'm saying?
I can stand up, definitely. I could stand for you. Just, I appreciate you calling me a stand-up guy. Just, I'll take these stilts off, and I'll be a solid stand-up guy.
There you go. Fix Soul makes a great point. He said, actually, it started at 6'4", Joe. That's not untrue. Billy, you used to say 6'4".
I was 6'4".
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
How do you go from 6'4 to 5'10?
It's called spine compaction from being 600 pounds.
Spine compaction. 6 inches of spine compaction.
I'm obviously 6'2 and a half.
So not 6'3", 6'2 and a half.
6'2 and a half. Yeah, we measured officially with a nonpartisan
ruler.
Yeah.
With a nonpartisan ruler?
Nonpartisan objective.
Didn't you have your heels like just up though in the previous episode? Wasn't that like a thing?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Billy's a sweet boy. He wouldn't do that.
I had to have my heels up to make sure they were going against the wall, so I had them up to back against the wall. I was inching back because I wanted to be flat back to the wall, but I got thick, juicy booty.
What kind of man has to lie about his height?
I don't know because I'm not one. I had simply shrunk because of decades of spinal compact of morbid obesity.
You would rather blame it on gross compaction.
That's what it is.
To admit that you were never that tall.
Because, Joe, you
that's
can't...
That's a problem.
You can't unfuck the dog, all right? I was 6'4 in high school.
You can't
unfuck the dog.
What the fuck?
You can't unfuck the dog, Joe.
I suppose that's true.
I was 6'4".
When you screw the pooch, you screw the pooch.
Yeah, you can't unfuck the dog. I was 6'4" in high school.
So what you're saying is you were already in too deep with that lie.
I'm 6'2". No, I'm saying...
And you can know
I'm
back.
Saying I was 6'4". Then I was, you know what? I was 6'1" before I started dieting. And I gained an inch and a half back from my spine having some relief.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
You're short. Like, when I stand next to you, I'm embarrassed by how short
literally,
you are.
Some days I'm taller than you.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's when only when I'm flat-footed because and when then you wear platforms.
Because you sulk because you have, you're not happy where you're at Denny's.
I love being at Denny's.
You say that.
I love
you. You say that, but then you saw how IHOP has the new purple frosting for their milkshakes.
Oh, right. They
and
got us on that
advert. You're a little jealous.
This is an advert for
this is an advert for
this is all about Denny's.
Yeah.
But
I got to say, kudos for working in your brand deal, Billy. That works very well.
Thank yeah.
Thank
By
you.
The way, the carne asada at Chipotle is to die for.
Ooh,
it's
I love it.
Dummy good.
Yeah.
Did your cock compact when you got fat, Billy? Did your dick used to be 6'4"? When I lost weight, I gained length and girth in my penis.
Well, I remember you used to think you had a tiny Peter because you never saw it, but I did.
Yeah.
Remember when we were in that hotel in Longview?
Yeah.
We were opening for Bubba Sparks.
Yeah.
We did a really shit comedy show.
Yeah. And Miss New Booty.
Miss New Booty.
Yeah.
And then we came back to the house, and then you took it out for no reason at all. And
for
you
good
were
reason.
Hard.
For good reason.
I don't remember the reason.
Yeah, we had to take a picture of it to send to our friend in Ohio.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah.
But then I saw it, and I was like, that's an interesting hog, Billy.
Yeah.
And then after I told you that, only after did you start taking it out a lot more.
A lot. Yeah, because I'd never seen it before. I had to take your word.
Exactly.
I thought
now
I just had like
was this before or after the Westboro Baptist Church thing?
After.
After. After.
Okay, after. Because I was going to say, if you're complimenting led to him screaming Leviathan,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like then there's a total boost of confidence there, but otherwise I don't.
He actually wasn't naked during that, so he used to do everything but full nudity because he was ashamed. But now it turns out
he
does.
Ashamed? I was full nude in the parking lot of the Texas Roadhouse.
Nobody could see that.
Exactly. What would I have shame for? It just buries under my gut.
Win-win.
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 Win-win
for everyone.
That's true.
Fucking she zap.
Wait for it.
Wait for the dog to stop humping, egghead.
And puking.
And
then egg tits can start shucking.
Fuck.
Yes.
God.
Excellent.
Oh.
Excellent. Holy shit.
Do you hear me? He's like,
wow. Egg tits is my kind of girl.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You're precious. I just want to pinch your cheeks.
Yeah.
Just want to pinch them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So much, you goddamn bitch.
Wow. Dude, you are sleeping on the couch tonight, dude.
Oh, God. This hurts so goddamn
much. No, don't try to breastfeed now. It's too late.
Don't blame me for this.
I blame you when I blame them for giving... I blame you for that long shock.
That was a long one. It really was.
Yeah.
Egghead's not,
he did a little dance when it
Egghead's
happened.
Egghead's not used to having a long one.
It was like...
Oh.
He's reaching for it.
Yeah, actually, Billy brings up a salient point. In my experience, we know you're a masochist. Every masochist I've known never had a big Peter. So you have a...
Ooh.
You must have a little one. It's all right. I'm not judging.
You got a cocktail, Pep?
You got a little cocktail.
You got a little smoky egghead?
You got a little smoke?
I don't...
Tell
you
us the truth. Smoke. Don't change the topic.
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
What's it look like? A thumb that was hit with a cartoon hammer?
Oh, God.
We can tell by taste alone.
Jesus. What is this show? Ben, are you proud? You proud of this?
I'm just watching the chaos unfold at this point.
It's going to get weird.
Yeah.
You've opened Pandora's box. I can play videos,
too, at
go.
Some point.
We could
at some point we'll probably have to play a video.
Yeah. I'm waiting for someone to donate $100. That's gonna be painful.
I want to thank Spec also for telling me how to pronounce Susan Wojcicki's name.
Yeah,
Wojcicki.
I think Susan it's Wojcicki.
It's Wojcicki.
Wojcicki? That's not right either.
You don't think so?
No,
it doesn't sound right.
You're the kind of guy who says a spec.
A spec.
Yeah, instead of Dobro spec.
Dobro spec.
Dobro.
I'm just proud. I'm a proud red-blooded American.
You sure are. Well.
Got a little wiener and some tiny nuts. Cocktail party!
There's got to be a way. Like, we got to put it behind a paywall. Just eggheads dong in my ear.
No.
In your ear?
In my ear.
No. Yeah.
That's not something. I
needed good cleaning.
Ben
and Q-tips
Billy
are too big.
Anyone would want to see.
It's too obtrusive.
I don't want to see that. Hard no.
It's perfect.
Are you old enough to remember those little blue things that they would put in people's, like, in babies' noses and stuff to suck snot out of their noses?
Yeah.
You don't see those anymore.
Yeah, those bulbs.
What happened to those bulbs?
They're like a rubber blue booger sucker.
Yeah, it's a booger
tool.
Sucker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every house seemed to have one when I was a little snot-nosed kid. But I haven't seen one snot-nosed
kid.
Yeah, but now kids these
That's
days don't have those things shoved up their nose.
Because you were a snot-nosed kid.
Because kids don't have mucus anymore.
Oh, was it kind of like how dog turds are no longer white?
Mm-hmm.
Scientists have...
Everything's changed.
Remember when you were a kid, dog turds would turn white, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore.
Yep.
It's because they took the ingredient out of dog food.
That turned dog poop white?
Yeah, that would leave the white, all the nutrients would like dissolve or whatever. The poo-poo fecals would dissolve and leave this white filler shit that they had in dog food.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't have white dog turds anymore. What have they done to the kids now to get the mucus out of their snotty noses?
Exactly.
What the fuck have they done? They take the same thing out of their noses they took out of dog food?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
They stopped feeding kids
dog
food.
Gonna have to research that, but...
Yeah,
but
to go deep in the rabbit hole.
I think maybe the shape was too triggering. I think that's why they removed it from the market.
The squirt nose,
the little
thing?
Bulb. Yeah, don't you think?
I figured it was sucking their tiny little brains out through their noses.
It's called a something bulb. Look it up. Snot
Let
bulb.
Me see.
A snot.
Snot
bulb.
Bulb.
Snot bulb.
That's
snot
the medical bulb? Term.
That was the technical term.
Yeah.
The priest stopped coming in the kids' noses. Archimus, that's foul. Time out.
There was a comment.
It is
foul. There was a comment.
An aspirator, I think.
An aspirator, yeah.
Aspirator.
I wonder, yes. Can you still buy them, or are they like not for sale? Does Amazon have
it's
aspirators?
It's like $4 at Walmart.
Fuck, I didn't know they existed.
Wow.
You gotta buy one.
I should get an aspirator, give myself a nose enema. So...
Oh my God!
Last episode, just I guess we were
fill
talking
it with
about
water and just.
We were talking about multiverse theory last episode, and somebody commented on last episode, the one with Jeff Holliday and Cheshire Vic. They commented, and the end of their comment said, "Do a simple Google search next time and educate yourselves. You look like fools. Otherwise, good show." So, but before they said that. They left an entire, I guess, us not having to Google search because they left everything on theoretical physics here in the comment. I want to go through this really quick.
Really?
Yeah. This is Cyclotronic Systems Incorporated.
For the last episode?
Yeah, they said, do a simple Google search next time and educate yourself. You look like fools. Otherwise, good show. And that was a very positive way to tell us we're dumb. And then he gave us all this information. I figured I would share this information with everybody now. Cyclotronic Systems Inc. says, according to mainstream theoretical physicists Sean Carroll, Brian Green, etc., we do live in a holographic universe. By that, they mean that our universe, as we know it, is not solid, but merely a holographic projection, similar to how modern movie projectors work. If any of you actually studied quantum mechanics, you would know that all matter, at its fundamental level, is actually oscillating string-like particles way smaller than atoms, vibrating strings
String theory 101.
Whose frequency determines how the matter appears, heavy, colors, texture, etc. Furthermore, at the atomic level, the behavior of particles is more akin to probability rather than location. An act of simply observing or measuring atoms causes particles to behave differently. Think of it the way a video game only renders as the part of the game you can see to maximize efficiency. Research the double slit experiment for a mind blow on that topic. I haven't researched a double slit experiment yet, but I think we should all do that. Okay. Scientists have also recently discovered equations that are eerily similar to error-correcting codes, which in modern computing are codes used to stabilize and maintain internet browsers. These codes were discovered in the fabric of space-time itself. This obviously leads to our reality being a GTA-like simulation, among other wacky and impossible occurrences, multiple infinite universes akin to Rick and Morty, multiverse theory, the Mandela effect, etc. Not to mention about 85% of the universe as we know it consists of dark matter and dark energy, which modern physicists struggle to understand yet can't deny its existence.
That's crazy.
This is not conspiracy or woo-woo, nor is it even disputed by modern science.
Of course.
So, yeah, thank you, Cyclotronic Systems.
That's a great comment.
Yes.
They also wrote 2 weeks ago, another thing to you.
Yeah.
I like you, Billy, but for the first time, I have to shit on you for your lack of education. Don't blame EU for everything if you do not possess any evidence, you idiot. A lot of regulations in EU are made to protect privacy of EU citizens. The banking laws can be more complicated because there is more regulations because here in EU, we do not allow banks to do as they please. Also, do not bandwagon Article 13 with arrest because that article it was completely different matter. He wasn't grammatically correct there. A legislation made and sponsored by big labels industry and artists like yourself. It is a separate issue from the banking system or other things. Don't make me go there, you idiot. I will school you, you fat fuck.
My mom just texted me and said, I can't believe you didn't already know that stuff.
That's terrible.
I'm being shit on left and right.
Oh, jeez.
Motherfucker. Anyways.
Well, your mom is actually that person from another multiverse, though.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, oh, my God. Your mom just texted me, too. She said, I've always liked you better.
Fuck.
Whoa. Yeah, we're learning so much.
Yeah, I just want to thank you, Cyclotronic Systems, Inc., for trying to help me not look like a fool. Appreciate it.
That's magnificent. Overly stupid, but magnificent.
We learned a lot.
Yeah.
I think
like right now, Egghead, you're the dead body. Egg Tits is the boy that won the pie eating contest, and the four of us are like the guys from Stand By Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm obviously Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell then, not
Ben,
now.
Ben, what
Corey
Ben?
Feldman.
Was Ben the Corey Feldman?
Corey okay.
Because Ben's open for Corey Feldman, right? Didn't your band open for Corey Feldman?
No, but I met Corey Feldman at a bar.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Was he all coked up?
Yeah.
And I think, Joe, you're probably what?
I met Corey Feldman, You're probably Will Wheaton.
You're probably Will
I'll
Wheaton.
I'll be Will Wheaton, yeah.
And then John is obviously River Phoenix. He's cool motherfucker.
Yeah, you're
River. He's cool motherfucker.
Even though I'm wearing the white shirt, though. River Phoenix style.
Well, I mean, Will Wheaton would say that.
He would.
Yeah.
I have been known to put leeches on my nether regions.
Feels good, man. What they call that? Was it bloodletting or something? Wasn't that
bloodletting? It's called bloodletting. Yeah. And it was very big until 3 years ago.
We should put bloodletting on the wheel.
Yes.
No.
You wouldn't put leeches on your ding dong.
I'd rather do that than rum.
Someone who has watched the Jackass movies, where they put one on Steve-O's eye, that is a hard pass for me.
Well, I didn't say on our eye.
Stevie's a wuss.
I know, but it's gonna hurt regardless.
I didn't say put it on her eye.
Yeah.
We're it's not all fucked. Fun and games till someone takes a fucking leech to the nut, I swear.
We should just do a wheel of, like, historical trauma.
Historical
and we'll,
trauma.
And we'll only put medical things on the wheel that were historically used for medicine.
Like Iron Maidens.
Yeah, like putting maggots in our wounds and Iron
you
Maidens.
Just throw this thing on the wheel. That'll
or what
you
Freud did
times.
To the nostrils and when he singed the nostrils.
And feeding whiskey to babies to get them to sleep.
Yes.
Like, this would be a good
shock
wheel.
Shock treatments.
Yes, some shock treatment.
Iron Maiden wasn't a
lobotomy.
Medical.
Yeah, Iron Maiden was actual
lobotomy.
Torture. Yeah. Lobotomy. We can get a medical lobotomy.
Live autopsies.
Chemical castration.
Chemical castration. There's so many good
that would
ones.
Be.
Oh, did you know that doctors used to finger bang their patients to get them out of a bout of mania? The psychiatrists would just
fuck?
Finger bang the women
no, they
to completion.
Used to, no, they
not
used
all
to
of
give,
them.
They used to a couple prescribe of vibrators for
also
mania.
Also, clips of egg had been zapped.
Oh, shit.
here we go. Wait for it too long.
Eggheads catching that zibbity zap. ASMR.
The anticipation is killing me.
Oh. Mm. Oh, oh God! She's going
at me. Because I felt like doing it twice.
God.
Yes, you're really bad at acting like you hate it, Egghead.
Yeah, I know. It's all
no,
too
stop.
Obvious.
No, stop! It hurts. So.
Oh, give me. I can't even do it. Can't keep up a straight face.
You love it.
I'm pathetic.
You're really sick, and
I'm
you love
sick,
this.
Fuck.
It's you fun. Know, if we really wanted to make you uncomfortable, we'd call you a big man. And your wife would ask you to make love to her, like a real gentleman.
Like a real boy.
Yeah.
That's when the stream gets taken down, though.
Exactly.
Let's play some videos.
Actually, he's just going to show instant replays of you.
That's it, just the whole
screen, the whole show.
Whole let's watch this in 500 slow-mo.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, I'll speed it up.
Give her that bump. Ah, fuck you, dog kicker.
Crazy people. All right. Here's your buddy Nick Fuentes.
I don't like him. He's not
fuck
my buddy.
This guy.
Fuentes.
And he's talking about white rappers.
Mm.
Jumbo Antonio says, any thoughts on Eminem's older music? Think you'd like the song Renegade? No, I don't like Eminem. Don't like his old stuff. Don't like his new stuff. I don't like white rappers. Mm-hmm. That's just the way I am.
Already
I just
have
think it's
one...
sort of unnatural.
Maybe it's the video maker in me. The perfect backdrop green screen thing is really throwing me off with the shitty webcam. It's like, it doesn't work.
What are you talking about? He clearly
camera,
has a penthouse in New York City.
Well, you should have enough money to get a better camera, goddammit.
I think rap fucking is
Christ.
For, you know, rap was created by blacks. Rap should be done by blacks. That's just my feelings on it. I've yet to listen to a white rapper who I'm really impressed with. You know, who are the white
rappers? Well, racism was invented by whites, so you should stop doing it, you fucking Fuentes.
Rappers. You know, some of the white rappers are Jewish, right?
Right.
Like Post Malone, or not Post Malone.
A$AP Rock.
Who is the one? Who's the one who's
Dickie?
Dating Ariana Grande?
Why does he keep tugging on his earlobes?
Matt Miller.
Yeah, really Cheryl Burnett. You said the same
Jewish.
Thing.
There's a lot of Jewish ones. Who's a white rapper? I can't think of his name right now.
Wait.
One or two?
He's going to go on a rant about, I hate white rappers, yet I don't know any of the white rappers that exist outside of Eminem. Really, get the fuck out of here.
Is this Daisy Fuentes' son?
I don't think so.
Pray for me. G-Eazy. Terrible. Sucks. Terrible. You suck. Logic. Sucks. All the white rappers are garbage. I can't think of one who's good. You know?
Logic's not actually white. He got black dad.
Eminem is technically a good rapper on the technical aspect of the rapping and good lyrically, but... It's not, there's no flow. There's no soul to it. It's not good. It's not well produced. You know, that's why I like Kanye West. The lyrics aren't great. He's not technically a great rapper, but the production is good. He's got a soulful sound. That's what matters to
you
me.
You like Kanye West because he wears MAGA
hats, wait.
You fucking liar.
Wait, I think when I think soul and flow, I think scoopity poop poop scoopity whoop. That's
a good
that's
song.
Exactly
not
it. Granted, Graduation was fucking great, but...
Actually, you only don't like this guy, I think, Billy, because he's describing you. Mm-hmm. Lack of flow, white.
Yeah.
What else?
He said he hates tall people.
Really handsome guys.
He hates handsome stay. Guys.
Why do I feel like Nick Fuentes is 5'4"?
Probably is.
I mean, Nick Fuentes could be 6'1", and he's still a frail, brittle, young dude.
He is peanut brittle.
He probably is 5'4", but look even at 5'4", like even at 6'1", he would be, yeah, he'd be
And that suit's
breakable.
Not tailored. Look at that. Look at the overhang.
Yeah,
from
the suit was
his...
something he got at the men's warehouse on the, yeah.
No,
the
that's
charity
not
rack.
Men's warehouse.
That's from a thrift store.
That's a Goodwill. That's a Goodwill.
99 cents, yeah.
Yep.
Are people acting like men's warehouse is a quality suit? Establishment?
Yeah, of course it is.
It's not. It's
I've gone there for wedding tuxedo rental.
Men's Warehouse is not where people go for tuxedos.
That's where you
can
go
for
funeral
shit. Me and Ben went there for a wedding, for a rental.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You saying this is from Goodwill is like me saying it's from Men's Warehouse.
Goodwill is clearly on a lower rung than Men's Warehouse.
Clearly, yeah.
So that's what we're saying. We just took it to the next level.
But if you're a man of class, you wouldn't go to Goodwill just for anything.
You're right. You would go to Denny's.
But they're perfect. Good
Denny's
steaks.
Make me hungry.
And now she's going to tell me she wants to
actually,
go
to be honest, Nick Fuentes,
early bird breakfast.
Nick Fuentes is 5'4", and this is his Catholic school fucking communion outfit. He's still wearing as an adult.
Yeah.
He was actually a fat kid. That's why it droops on him, because he's lost weight as a hungry
He doesn't
adult.
Have any of the earmarks of being a fat kid.
You don't think so?
Yep. Normally it would show in the neck. You see, there would be stretch marks in the neck. Now, granted, this is not great video camera, but you can see there, he was born to be thin. And look at that jawline. Look at the jawline. It's reverse fading. You know what I'm saying? Back here?
I think that's just the chroma key on the screen.
We know I was 600 pounds. All right, and this is the remnants of a 600-pound person with a, this is a jawline from a formerly 600-pound person. He could have been a fat kid and then had a growth spurt.
There's no way.
He could have been a 300-pound Rubitunsky little Catholic crybaby.
He may have been skinny fat. He was probably skinny fat. Let's.
I think he was a.
I'm going to Google child pictures of AF. I'm going to Google him.
Child pictures.
That's not what I was looking for.
So
of Nick Fuente.
No, I don't like Eminem. I will not listen to Eminem. I'm done with Eminem. I listen to Kanye West.
Who are you talking to?
It.
Fuck.
It's because Eminem put out a Donald Trump diss track, and this Fuentes character is the little fanboy.
He would be he's 6'9".
Oh my god. I like Nick Fuentes.
His IQ 250 plus.
I really like him.
91% white, 3% body fat.
Is this from Wikipedia or NickFuentesIsGod.com?
This is NickFuentesIsGod.com. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
No, IMDb. Let's look up Billy's.
I'm going to go check our dono history because it looks like we got a dono from the Locust God. He says, Nick Fuentes went to my college, and now everyone there makes fun of him for being a pussy who ran away and dropping out after going to the rally in Charlottesville. Also, Zappy Zappagy.
Wow.
Zappy Zappagy.
That was an old one.
Was it, though?
He was always slim.
I think so, because she was about to zap it.
Oh, this is $20. We got to zap you. It didn't come up, though.
Oh, it didn't come up?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This was a $20 dono. That I'm.
It didn't show up.
It didn't show up.
Okay,
so we got to get that one.
Do it. Fuck! Oh God! Oh!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Yeah.
They make you squeal like a piggy.
Do you have a counter that would count down from 1 minute, and repeat?
What's
hey!
Up, fellow YouTubers?
Oh no, not him.
I don't know.
Because it would be cool if we had a counter that just count down every minute, and every minute Egghead caught 100. A level 100 zap, and then it would just restart again and then count down every minute.
Yeah, I don't think I can summon that.
That'd be perfect.
It's funny. I was actually this guy. I was just watching, I think it was Danknet did a video about him. It's an hour long video.
Yeah.
Just chronicling stuff of his. And I was like, I didn't know you were actually, this was the guy you were playing at first. I was like, oh shit.
Yep.
What was the phrase that he made last time?
Tobias Fuke.
Wank scabs, yes.
Last night's ventriloquist skit was kind of funny, I guess. I don't know.
Wow, he's wasted.
He's fucked up.
Some of my newer fans.
That was me last night.
Fans are watching that.
Talking going, about ventriloquism.
You know, and I forgot to do Sean's opening line. God damn it. That's all right. That's all right. That ventriloquist skit was still decent enough. You know, I scolded Sean for making fun of Caitlyn Jenner, and then he goes from that to ripping on me, basically, making fun of me for getting swatted and that
oh,
kind of
thing. Oh, look at
that
eye, dude. See that eye drift?
That eye is bottom.
That's amazing.
Speaking of getting swatted.
That's humiliating.
Yes, that did happen yesterday or the day before, you know.
You never know to where to look at the, you know.
Joe.
And the only, there are two reasons why the troll.
Are drifting eyes contagious?
That.
No, but you can, if you experiment with one, you can get one stuck.
Oh, fuck. We're going to come onto the show and, like, Joe's going to have an eye just look straight out like a fucking iguana.
He's doing the Pennywise thing.
I can't.
Stop
it's,
it.
It's really
Jesus
perverse.
Stop it.
I did
gross.
That.
Stop
one.
It.
Was primarily because they're jealous, they hate me, they hate my videos, they think it's funny to
that's
fuck
right.
with me
this
as
guy,
hard as they can.
This guy is under the delusion that he has, like, actual fans. He doesn't understand the whole, like, the lolcow thing. He may have followers, but it's not like a... It's not dedicated in the right way, is what I think is what... A lot of people say about this guy.
Hmm.
And two, the bigger reason why they did it is because I haven't had a girlfriend in almost 2 years. I'm practically 3 months.
He's been making these videos for like a decade now.
Yeah.
And he has had girlfriends, but he would always put them on camera and shit.
Whoops.
He's very extroverted, you know.
There's one specifically actually because I was watching the thing before, the one girlfriend that it's the notable one is he had one who he cheated on or something like that, and his excuse was like, but that's okay, she cheated on, so it's fine. And like, no, what you don't who would actually be into this guy is the one thing.
Yeah, the eye thing really.
That eye just staring at you the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Sean.
Dude, I've seen some girls that would be happy to be with this guy.
He's the kind of guy that you'd be banging from behind and he'd still be looking at you.
Like, you know the type of girl that would be with this guy happily is the type of girl that has like she won't shut up about her fucking triple E size breasts, but her stomach sticks out further than her tits do. Which is like, I have triple E's. Like, no shit, you have triple E's. Your entire body is a butterball. You got giant fucking tits, and they're held up by your giant fucking stomach. That's the type of girl that would love to date this guy.
I guess so, yeah.
She would love to date this guy.
You're right.
He'd be like, I have a girl for a big fat titties. Yeah. Yeah, you're ignoring the fact that she has a gunt, a massive pumpkin gunt.
I like gunt.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Of having a 2-year dry spell. And these trolls think it's funny. Instead of calling me names or making fun of me in the comment section because I haven't had a girlfriend in 2 years, they think, oh, hey, let's take it to the next level.
God, those eyes are crazy.
You know, it'll happen when it happens.
It's so
you think
creepy.
I don't get lonely at night?
He makes it so easy.
At least his teeth
like
are
a,
nice.
He's like a goth iguana.
Yeah, because iguanas have those... is it iguanas or chameleons that have like...
Chameleons or iguanas, one of the two.
Okay, I think it's a chameleon.
And so he's a chameleon that got stuck in the shadows for way too long.
Oh my god.
He reminds me of a Tobias from Arrested Development, but with a lazy eye.
Oh
Because he used to wear that.
I'm coming out in video and be like, I'm a never nude now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
When I'm craving a sexy goth girlfriend of my own to cuddle with at night. Oh, yeah.
This guy's not never nude. He's a never clean.
I crave female attention much like any heterosexual would.
Hold on, really quick.
Would.
Hold on. Egg tits. Really quick. Smash a pass. Go.
Pass.
Okay. Good call.
I mean, come on.
I'm shuddering in, like, disgust.
She's already got a man far superior to this thing.
Fair enough. Joe, smash a pass. Go.
Smash.
You would?
Oh, okay.
You would smash him.
Notable.
Yeah. It'd be hilarious.
But when I have a harder time getting it because
I'd
it's
fuck
a
that
smaller
guy's eye
strain. And, you know, and I'm a YouTube celebrity. That's just how it is. Most chicks.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I'm a YouTube celebrity.
That guy doesn't have to treat the ladies, but, you know.
He's trolling. Troll.
It's a troll, yeah.
Troll.
This is not a troll, Billy.
I'm a YouTube celebrity.
That guy's fantastic.
They look at me and they're like, that guy knows how to treat the ladies. Oh, my God.
That's what I think when I look at him.
Oh, fuck.
I've actually noticed, believe it or not, that the general response from women here in town has been positive.
Focus cough.
You know that the general response from women here in town is they like me.
It's weird because the
there
right
be
eye works.
A couple
works.
Women
it's
here
the
in
left,
town
the left one
look
dead.
Down their nose at me, but that's
the left one gave up a long time
you
ago.
You know,
I know how to treat the ladies to a vat of boiling acid.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
Okay.
Just enough tea to mellow out the burn. Noise.
No,
stop.
And here's the thing of it, YouTube. My best advice for you on the dating scene is to focus on, okay, I don't care what you're into. If you're gay, straight, lesbian, trans, bisexual, as long as the person's consenting.
Wait, is this his pitch to, like, see, like, all right, I'm down for anyone.
As close to your age and you two are old enough to date each other.
It's an infomercial for his
I don't care. No judgment from me, dude. You know?
I'm joining.
That being said.
What's his name?
The best advice I can give anyone when it comes to the dating.
What is it? King Cobra.
King Cobra something.
Yeah, some letters at the end.
That's fate. That's my favorite malt liquor.
Why I think his name was Booger Tannen.
It is. It is.
He does look like Booger.
That's good. Biff Tannen.
King Cobra
nephew,
JFS.
Booger Tannen.
Focus on the people who focus on you. You know? If you got people staring at you like, hey, who's this
fan.
Person?
Oh. No.
There you go.
That is a
you know,
hard
if you're
pass.
A dude trying to get some chicks, or at least a chick, to notice you. Body language from women is incredibly easy to read if you know what to look for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Them
you'll puking on themselves means they're into it.
If they're vomiting,
they
can't say no.
To be around you.
Incredibly easy to read.
When
so easy, a blind man could read it.
Off and angry and upset.
Yeah, herpes is the braille of sexual consent.
All of a sudden, they're a lot calmer. They start smiling. You know, chicks start playing with their
that's
hair in front
them being
of you.
Nice to you.
Yeah,
that's them trying.
That means they fully want
to
it.
Get them, that's them exiting the conversation.
Which eye do you make eye contact with when you talk to him?
Yeah,
the one
they
on the right.
If a girl makes eye contact with me, that they're trying to get my attention because it's very hard to make eye contact with me.
You know, they'll cross their feet together, but not their legs, and they'll sit there and
They'll put the lotion on its skin.
Nervously.
That's yeah, know, that's fidgeting because they realize they've made a mistake.
Their face might turn red when they talk to you, that kind of thing.
They'll twirl their restraint
ropes. That happens
ropes.
With fear.
they're about 5 seconds away from giving you the, I have a call, it's an emergency talk. Like, that's how close this is right now.
They'll beg you for water or remind you they haven't been fed for a week.
Yep.
No one is just naturally weird. Red Scare, I'm saying.
I think Red Scare is right.
No, this is totally real because this is going on for a long time.
He's perfect.
He's been around for how many years now?
Like 10 years. Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. Like the stream, please. Do that, please. Oh, and join our Discord. We have a Discord server. Yeah. Link in the description.
Like, I was trying to, or I told Ben before. There are sagas to this guy, like legitimate sagas.
Yes, kind of like Chris Chan.
Yeah, he's actually. What's, they compare him.
He
to
did
that a
lot. He did a cooking video where he just threw a bunch of potatoes into some boiling oil, and the oil overflowed out of the pot, and he had a gas stove top. So
it just lights on fire.
Yeah. So he started a grease fire. Good thing he knew not to pour water on it.
He's a comedic genius.
He's like, oh no, F my life, YouTube.
Yeah.
He knew to throw the nearest woman on it.
The guy's sick. Here's the sagas, by the way, on the Wikipedia page, if you ever want to take a look.
Cobra, King Cobra.
He gets...
Gonna do a cooking show, threw a whole bunch of potatoes into a pit of grease... Oh, can't pour water on a grease fire. I'm going to have to throw this woman on it. Son of a bitch, a genius. He's a fucking genius.
Oh, our house on fire.
Have you noticed by her body language, she's stopping, dropping, and rolling. Very easy to read. She doesn't like the fire very much.
Damn it.
Being said, chicks love the smell of my
burning flesh
Bond pheromone soap that I got from tacticalsoap.com.
Is he shilling or is he
tactical
use this?
Soap?
Tactical soap.
Okay,
for all
hold
of
on,
your chloroform needs.
Yeah. Tacticalsoap.com. Oh my god.
It's great for releasing you from blood stains.
The Durden. The Tyler Durden brand soap? That's so stupid! Because the Fight Club was a soap bar? God.
That is actual is fat.
The Bond, the Maverick, tactical soap, pheromone soap for men. Yuck!
It can scrub everything away but your molestation record.
Hold on, is there any chance that we'll
soap
get sponsored by these people? I don't want to talk too much
Please,
shit yet.
No.
Here's another thing. Here's another great reason. Here's another great reason to join our Discord server. Because I'm not going to talk about it on the show that much because I don't want to give it that much attention. But the ex-girlfriend of a certain manatee's offspring joined our Discord server, and she's there right now. And she's verified a lot of things that I knew were total bullshit that we were being told. I don't really care about the deeply personal stuff, but like knowing that he's not as tall as he says he is.
What?
And knowing that he's not really agoraphobic.
I don't believe that for a second.
And that he's not really Christian. He doesn't give a shit about being...
How tall is he?
What, Ben, why would somebody lie about their height?
I wonder.
It was my compact... We are going to see a video of him. It was compacted trauma to my spine.
Well, let me take off these stilt situations.
I don't know if I believe this person because they said they never once saw him eat mac and cheese. I don't want to live in a world where the manatee doesn't eat the mac and cheese.
Yeah, he doesn't even like mac and cheese. He's lactose intolerant.
It's like Dorn made some mac and cheese, but I can't have it because I have a milk allergy.
Lactose intolerant.
But more importantly, lying about being agoraphobic. She's like, he's actually a social butterfly. He was elected mayor. Hephaestus. Loves going out, glad handing with the people. He's a big success.
He's a man of town.
He's very well spoken,
he's
too.
He's a philanthropist.
I can't believe
Spends
tactical
all
soap
his money
exists.
On the town, not his family.
Are we going to get a sponsorship from Tactical Soap anytime soon, or can I go in on this?
My cartilage was compacted.
We like to have fun, take risks, and reap rewards. Our time on this planet is limited, so we make the best of every day. We create our product in much the same way a small-batch whiskey distillery or microbrewery does. We believe that the same craft quality, ingredient sourcing, and attention to detail can be applied to men's grooming products. We are dedicated to not only producing a superior product, but we like to have fun while we're at it. Sometimes having fun requires you get a little dirty. We put pheromones in your soap to attract women. What the fuck? What
it works.
Is there some like alpha Chad just rubbing the soap on his armpit before it sends to you? What's going on here?
The pheromones.
He's just like, he's running on a treadmill.
Couldn't
dripping
help but notice
sweat.
You like my pheromones.
Oh, man.
You want to hop in that vat? There's soap, nothing in it yet.
Soap I got from tacticalsoap.com. You can kiss my ass, tits, and dicks, baby. You know you love it. You know you love my tactical soap. My pheromone stink.
Jesus H. Macy.
I haven't had a girlfriend in 2 years.
But I got tactical soap 2 years ago. I don't know why it's...
Dude, the eye is killing me, Joe. God damn it.
Joe is Pennywise.
Haven't had a victim in nearly as long. Why don't you hop into my spaceship?
Come hang out in my puzzle basement.
You want to take a bath with me with this soap? You're smelling a little rank.
Your egghead has a pheromone bathtub. That's
need some pheromones.
Egghead, pheromones and rubbing shit on the wall of your bathtub are not the same thing.
So isn't the your DSP is okay.
Twitch streamer faces criticism for trying to defend racist jokes. The streamer said people offended by racial humor don't have a thick skin. Whoa.
Hey, guys, you just don't have a thick skin, guys.
We can't judge people based on their skin.
I'd like to note, by the way, that this article 100% does not surprise me for one reason, and it's one of his earliest controversies. He did a Let's Play when he was back on Blip TV of Dead Space, and one of the gimmick jokes he made was he created a character known as Isaac Himmler, the last Nazi who went to space to kill all of the Jews in space. Literally, you can find this on YouTube. That's what got him kicked off Blip.
Huh. Oh, damn. I want to say how racist this article sounds just off the first sentence. Twitch streamer Darkside Phil, a white man whose real name is Phil Burnell. Like, I know we can't be racist against white people, but why do they have to say he's a white man? Why can't they just say Darkside Phil?
Let's player.
A Let's player whose real name is Phil Burnell is drawing criticism for trying to defend jokes about race.
Now you're trying to defend a guy who defended race jokes.
I know,
which
I'm
makes
fucked,
you
dude. I'm fucked. In a Twitch live stream reposted to Reddit on Thursday, Burnell argued that it was okay for people to jokes about race. Fuck this article, dude.
Yeah, what the hell?
To jokes about race?
What is this, BuzzFeed?
But that it's not okay for him to be mocked for having gout.
Oh my God.
He says can't make jokes about race, but can't be mocked about gout. Racist jokes are silly if you do them in a general fashion, Burnell said.
That's true.
What I mean by that is when you make a joke that is a racial generalization about race, let's say something about Italians or the Chinese, it's usually a generalization.
Wow, you're doing pretty well at impersonating.
You're not directing that towards one person. Yeah.
It's true.
I'm going to pull up an example here. Also things that Phil would do is affect, in while he was playing Call of Duty, a Chinese or Japanese accent. Make just gibberish in general and think that was considered comedy.
That's hilarious, though.
Oh, no.
ESP Japanese.
Watch, Egghead. Do a Ching Chong stuff. Go ahead.
No, basically that. Do that. Yeah, that's a good joke.
I'm not doing it.
I'll tell you if it's funny or not. Do it.
I don't want to do it.
Do it, you sick little freak. Do it.
I'm not doing it.
Why did Darkside Phil, when he mentioned the races about that he was generalizing, why did he just name the two last restaurants
else,
he ordered from? Italian and Chinese? This fucking noodle-eating bitch. That's how he got the gout. He went on to say that those who are offended by racial humor just don't have thick skin. He argued, it's the difference between insulting someone personally regarding race and making a general joke about race. Redditors were quick to criticize the streamer's attempted distinction. One commenter called his thoughts hypocrisy at its finest.
Hypocrisy at its finest.
Dexerto, which first reported the story, found this was not the first time that Brunel has comments of this nature. This He's white dead. Man. A YouTube video uploaded in January 2017 entitled DSP Tries It. Ultimate Racism and Insulting Other Countries That's appears it. To be That's a compilation it. Of Brunel's comments. In the video, he says, it's funny to joke around and say things that in a serious setting might be racially insensitive, but they're not really meant, and therefore they can be pretty comedic.
That's very true.
Brunel's true. Twitch channel has not been handed a suspension from the platform for his comments, though his words appear to be a violation of Twitch's guidelines against hateful conduct.
Was it? Do they appear to be a violation?
Violation.
That's strange.
Interesting. He's been begging. Have a little bit the of eggs. A bubbly.
Do they not want to make the golden eye? I don't
Egghead, think they want to make the golden. Do you want to get shocked, Egghead?
I'll donate to make that happen.
Yeah, okay. If somebody will send a nice $20 Streamlabs saying zap Egghead, Egghead can shut the fuck up for at least a zap second.
I don't think we'll meet the goal.
No, somebody does 100 and then you get it for 5 straight minutes.
Yeah.
And you just scream.
You will literally kill Egghead. Stopping. I think yeah. if it's 5 straight minutes.
I have a heart condition.
Then I guess Egghead would be all Joes then.
Yep.
What?
That's the deal. We don't mind.
Egghead said that with a particular level of glee.
Mm-hmm. The hell did you just say, boy?
Egghead wants to see Joe and Egg Tits consummate.
No, yeah. I don't. No, can I do that. Don't.
You're going to be a new you tier do. On Patreon.
Liar. Yeah. No. Yeah, $1 million, Egg Tits and Joe consummate.
Not no. 1 million.
You set it up, dude. You set it up.
I'm not doing They're not going
to. 1 million, that's just rude to Egg Tits.
I know.
You're saying she shouldn't get this sweet diesel for $70?
For that. Wait.
Do it for a million volts to your neck.
Yeah, a million Scoville units to your throat.
For that comment, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Getting some freebies in, Jesus.
Well done.
Yep.
It's goddamn right.
You're beautiful, Egg Tits.
Oh my beautiful God. In every single
Laying
way.
It on so thick, Joe.
Words won't bring you down.
Smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
Anyway, where were we? I got lost in her eyes.
Indubitably. Killer99 says that she never saw him eat mac and cheese because the Chinese buffet never has any. It's a fact. Jared Bailey says, I feel the energy getting sucked out of me just hearing the 40-year-old guy, goth guy, talk. I feel sleepy right now.
Can I be honest? You know who I would like to see in, like, a competition of, like, who can bore the fuck out of me? Like, I want to see it, like, that guy versus Robert Dyer.
Von Helton's even worse.
Robert Dyer is like a clean-cut version of
Robert
King.
Dyer.
Oh. Yeah.
Robert Dyer. Mundane Matt is the absolute worst. I hate Mundane Matt. Actually, there's three guys on this earth that I hate. All right? There's only three.
It's, Boogie. I think I know one of them. Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's yep. one.
Mundane Matt and Francis.
Two.
I'm pretty sure Boogie and Francis are one in the same.
Then there's two guys I hate. Boogie and Mundane Matt. That's it. Go ahead and say something about it, Billy.
Why do you hate Boogie?
Why do I hate Boogie? Let's play Boogie yeah. Bingo for a second. It's a game I created.
Oh, I've seen that.
That you'll never
you
lose.
You didn't create that.
Shh.
Okay.
Boogie Bingo is when Boogie does something stupid and repetitive. All right. Threatens suicide. Lying, then backpedaling when called out. YouTube's algorithm. I want a free copy of Blank Game. Pointless Twitter rant. These are all spaces on the bingo board. Hot take. Love you, everybody. Fence sitting, typos, virtue signaling, showing his teeth, blame shifting. My true fans, fuck you, your true fans. My true fans love it when I emotionally manipulate. Jumping on bandwagon, saying he's working on his diet. The fat fuck. I just wish he'd die. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ, Joe.
What?
Holy shit, man.
I'm just glad that we can all band together and bully somebody. What? It's nice to have somebody
Not
to bully,
everybody's
right?
agreeing. Nobody agrees. I'm just saying.
Well, it's just nice that we all band together and bully
Boogie
one person.
Boogie is the worst.
It's unfortunate that we don't get to bully more people. We have to wait for them to have a fall from grace to bully them. I just wish that these people would have got together.
I've always hated Boogie. Just nobody listened before.
You have. But none of these people that hate Boogie watching ever hated Boogie until you started. They copied you.
No.
They learned it from you.
Oh,
no,
he was the originator?
Joe was the first person to hate Boogie.
There were a couple of other people who didn't like Boogie in the first place.
And no, it was only Joe. Joe started it. And Joe only hated Boogie because he hated how much time I spent with Boogie and not with him.
That was only part of it. That was only part of it.
It was all jealousy.
But in all honesty, that fucker can't even walk. What were you guys doing down there for like hours?
What, like, in Disneyland?
Yeah, you said you were in... He can't walk. What was he doing for real?
He walked over 9 miles, almost 10 miles that day.
I can attest to that, by the way, because I did, in fact, meet him once.
Yeah. Yeah.
In his scooter, I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He told me, and I quote, he's like, I told him, well, I appreciate your videos. And he went, thanks, man. You saved my life. I'm like, I haven't met you, but sure. Cool.
That sounds like something he would say.
Yeah. He's so maudlin and fake. What a fat fuck.
He walked almost 10 miles around Disneyland with me. He's out of the chair,
Admit
man.
Admit it. He was in a fucking scooter.
Nope.
He was in a scooter.
Nope. That boy was dancing circles around Disneyland.
No, he wasn't.
Yep.
Fucking.
He had a little bite of my turkey leg. He had a Dole Whip. He had a nice Dole Whip. It looked delicious.
Listen, he's a coward, and he looks worse with the fucking teeth. Without him. He looks...
looks what don't you like about the teeth?
It just looks like fucking... I don't know. Like he got someone else's mouth. You know those old Conan bits where it's like talking over a poster? It looks like that all the time.
You're sick.
He's sick.
You're sick.
I hate him.
Because you're jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Yes.
What, being a fat fuck?
I mean, based on results, I'd say Boogie's got a pretty sweet career. He only eats at Denny's. He doesn't work there.
Hey.
Oh.
Listen, if he came into my restaurant, I would politely ask the manager if he could be removed. And when the manager said no, I would threaten quitting. Quit. I would threaten to quit.
And then you would...
And then when that didn't work, I would sit in the break room and refuse to serve him. And that would only be my second write-up. So I keep my job at the end of the day.
Even though you're petty, you do have principles.
Exactly.
You do have principles.
That slob, though, would be there for 9 hours.
I just wish somebody would take out Boogie's new teeth and put back the old rotten ones. That's what he deserves.
Exactly.
He doesn't deserve to have a smile better than me. He doesn't deserve that. God damn it, Boogie went to Disneyland 4 times this year. It's not fair. I won't go to Disneyland.
My true fans know that no matter how much love they'll give me, it's an empty pit. And they need to keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. And I'll act like it means something to me. But at the end of the day, I'm an empty shell because I'm looking for external validation. Because I don't know true worth comes from within. And I never will. And I'm going to keep using you because I'm a psychic vampire.
To this day, Joe quotes a comment on episode 404 because he loves the fan interaction too. He loves the fan interaction too, Joe.
What do I quote on 404?
What was the quote?
2 days ago, Joe was like, episode 404, top comment. 404, Joe not found.
Well, I thought that was hilarious, given the context.
You bring it up That's all great. The time.
I don't bring it up
because you wish you had the validation of the fans that Boogie had.
No, I don't.
You wish you did.
I don't care.
Do you think
I would look like this if I cared?
There was that one card at Denny's that someone left in the feedback bin that said that Joe fellow is a wonderful busboy.
Yeah.
And you framed it and put it on your fucking wall.
So?
You just wish you had the fans.
I'm telling you, the guy looked like Walt Disney. That's why.
You wait, wish what? You had the fans.
The guy looked like
has.
Walt. I'm not saying it was Walt Disney. That's stupid. That would be dumb.
He's cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, but maybe.
Nobody unfrozen to take him to fucking Denny's. Okay,
I'm just saying, it could have been.
Nobody unfroze Walt.
I'll
Disney
take it
to
down.
Take
if you want me to
Denny's.
Take the picture, I don't have any pictures. But if you wanted me to take it down, I'll take it down. Okay. Damn. It wasn't about that. It was about, you know, we had a moment. It's connection. What I'm saying about Boogie is it's not true connection. That's what I'm saying. Like me and Walt, or I mean the stranger in the restaurant, we had something.
Egghead, in your best Mickey Mouse voice, can you tell Joe that you had something with him?
Shut up. Stop it.
I had something with you, Joe.
Huh? Fuck you. Fuck you, egghead.
Joe,
it's not
what
funny.
What I thought we had was special. Ah! I thought what we had was special, Joe. Huh? I loved you like one of my own, Joseph.
He left. You made him leave.
I should have never brought up the comment card. He was very happy with that comment card. He was so proud.
Come
he framed
back, Joe,
it, put
I'm
it on
sorry.
The wall. We gotta hey, stop. Wallace. We gotta stop bullying Joe.
Okay. Oh fuck yeah! Come back, Joe. I love you. Come back.
He's come back. He's coming
oh,
back.
Oh fuck! He's
coming
out.
Back.
He's gonna bitch me out. He's gonna tell her to zap me.
And Boogie's still fat and useless.
Matt Joe Joseph has been listening, just had a chance to respond now. Chameleons are the lizards you're thinking of that have eyes that move independently of one another. You ignorant okay. slut. Damn, was that directed towards Jane?
Shit.
Fucking hell.
Did the Mickey Mouse this thing cross the is, line?
That was a little too much. Anyway.
I'm sorry, Joe.
These are the five reasons I want Boogie to die in a fire. Slowly.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Fuck.
His teeth.
You already said that, though.
Yeah, but these are the five.
Okay.
One, his teeth. Two, his virtue signaling. Totally fake. Totally fake. Three, his chin. Fourth, his other chin. Five, his other chin. I want him dead.
Bonus six, his fourth chin.
He's over. Boogie's the worst.
He's the worst.
We should, at one point, I want to have Boogie in, on the show with Joe.
He ain't going to be on the show anymore after this.
He might. I'll call him.
I would love to see that happen.
My true fans, I just want to talk it out. Like, what is it you have against me? Everything. You fat fuck. I hate you. I hate you so much. Nothing he does. He's like a little. He's a scum.
He's coming to stay with us next month.
I know. And is that's he? Why I'm. Yeah, I know. Oh, he's staying okay. next month.
Is
and
he
I'm
actually?
Just, I'm barricading in my room. I'm not coming out. I'm not coming out. Don't introduce me. Don't be like, oh, you know, we're just friends. That's kayfabe. That's up. No, this is real. I hate him. I hate him. If he comes waddling up, if he comes waddling up to our fucking door, I swear I'm going to jump him. I'm going to beat him.
Whoa,
the law's on my side. It's my property. I could say I just thought it was a fat fucking monster trying to invade. They'll believe me.
Oh, my God.
It's my property. I'm not going to let him go in your bedroom. Unless...
No. Oh, no, Hattie.
Fucking Boogie. Thanks, guys. I know you waste your
Love
lives.
Ya.
Like hours. Boogie talks to Billy on the phone. Billy is wasting all this time and energy on nothing. On this fucking vampire. This guy who... What... All of those words of encouragement, all that time spent, what's it worth to him? Nothing till he gets his next fix.
It's worth the world.
Nothing. Nothing. It's just like, yeah, you kept me going for this block of time. But what are you going to do when we hang up and I threaten suicide again?
Joe,
fuck him.
Joe, the world doesn't stop turning just because the sunlight goes on the other side of it.
I'm just
right?
telling you. It's a waste.
When Joe, morning comes,
Joe, wait.
You're there
can
again.
Can you tell me really quick? Yeah. Sorry. Can you tell me if the Tesla is on that boogie board too?
Here's the thing. Listen.
I just got to know. Like I got to know cuz it was a big deal.
Yeah, I know. That he wasn't incorrect when he said he purchased a Tesla. The down payment towards the Tesla, that makes sense. You make installment yeah. billing payments for it. Okay, that's fine. That's one thing I won't get on him. I'll get on him on everything else. Just everything, who he actually is just repulsive to me. Repulsive. Like, I'm talking about the real guy, not just Boogie the persona, who's well-spoken and everything and charming enough. I'm talking about the man himself. I've met him twice, and both times I just stared at him. And he was like, well, what's your problem? And I was like, you, fuck. And then I walked away, and then Billy made all these excuses about why I'm sick, you know? What is that?
Oh my God.
There's noises.
Yeah, they're dogs.
Oh.
It's the doggos.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They're going crazy. Yeah, so keep... Yeah, Boogie. Billy.
And Billy just stands up for him because they're a fellow fat boys.
You think that's why?
Yeah, that's why Billy...
He does seem to have kind of a fat bias.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Anybody who was fat, is fat, or will be fat, he loves unconditionally, which isn't fair. You know? Because I tried to be fat for him, and it wasn't enough.
You tried?
I tried.
This got dark real quick.
How fat did you get?
We went to buffets every day for a month, and it just ended with me being sick. Four plates in, he'd
Fogo,
be like...
Fogo.
Fogo, fucking Chinese places. He'd be like, are you full? Like,
yeah, he does that. Yeah, he thin-shamed you, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And he does that to you, too. I know it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm full. We ate a fucking cow just now. He's like, I'm still kind of hungry. And then one time, he had the nerve. We were at a Brazilian barbecue downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Fogo. It was another place. Grill from Ipanema. And he flags down the waiter. The waiter comes over and he goes, hey, what's the longest anybody's ever, you know, eaten the Rodizio? You know, they come around and around with meats and meats and meats and they don't stop. And we were there for about 4 hours by this point. He's like, oh, dude, Jesus. We had Seahawks players that have been like 8 hours without stopping. We were like, no way. He's like, yeah, Seahawks players for 8 hours straight. Just
they
not
work
stop.
Out a lot.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. So and then Billy goes, yeah, I probably could get there. But the little guy. And they laughed
but
at me.
But the little guy.
He blamed it on me. Would he do that to Boogie?
Wow.
No. He would say, Boogie's got a stitch in his belly and it'll burst. That's what he would say. He'd make excuses for the fat fuck. Even though the fat fuck's only good for that. You know?
That's all he's good for?
Is eating. That's all he's made to do. That and talking. He's just like Billy. I can see why Billy stands up for him all the time. He doesn't make himself useful.
God.
I'm not jealous.
Sounds like a lover's scorn situation right now.
I'm not jealous at all.
I can't believe he thin-shamed you.
Yeah, he does it all the time, whenever we're out in public. It's worse in private. Billy's a bad friend. Billy isn't a friend.
Boy.
Billy is Boogie. Wait a second.
Uh-oh.
Are they the same person?
Everything I just accused Boogie of being Billy is times three.
Uh-oh.
I hate Billy.
You hate him.
Not that
fat. Oh, my God.
Oh my God!
Billy enters the room.
Oh my God!
With someone.
Billy, I just realized something. Hi, Minx.
What was that?
It's okay.
You can't hear anything now. You can't hear us. Oh, is it messed up?
What do you want in the right ear?
Is it working? Okay.
Okay.
Billy.
Yeah.
A revelation just happened.
What was that?
Well, it's a rough one.
If it wasn't for Egghead, John, and Egg Tits and Ben, we never would have found out.
What's that?
It's not Boogie I hate at all. It's you.
We knew that already.
Everything I accuse Boogie of being is actually you.
Yeah.
Everything.
I know.
Fat.
Uh-huh.
Self-serving.
Yeah.
Terrible teeth.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Lazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
A vampire of emotional energy.
Yeah.
How would I know that about Boogie? I've only met Boogie twice.
Yeah.
And even then, it was nothing.
Yeah.
But you were roommates.
Yeah.
We share everything.
Yeah.
You're awful.
Uh-huh.
Die in a fire.
I mean, I'm Pumbaa, you're Timon.
I guess so.
I'm the big fat pig that eats slimy yet satisfying things, and you ride on my back because you can't handle it in this world without me.
Fuck you, Billy.
What?
Fuck you.
You're Timon.
Wait, Joe, so what
I'm
you're
Pumbaa.
Saying is what you're saying is actually you need to be roommates with Boogie is what you're saying, right, Joe?
Yeah. When Boogie comes over next month, he should just stay.
Oh, and I'll fuck. Go.
Speaking of staying.
Oh no.
Hi Anastasia.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
If you sit right here, they could see you.
If you sit right here,
if you
I
sit
can
right
see
here.
Ah, and I
can
feel you.
Yep. Like old times.
So why were you so mean while I was gone, Joe? Why didn't you say that stuff to my face, pussy?
Well, I didn't realize it until, you know, everybody held the mirror up to me.
Okay, that's fair.
I didn't realize it. I thought it was Boogie. And then you were letting me think it was Boogie, knowing the whole time it was you.
Yeah.
That's how projections work.
I'm self-serving.
Yeah, you are.
All humans are.
No, you in particular.
Prove it. Oh, yeah, you're not self-serving. You serve people at Denny's.
Yeah. busboy. It's not a server.
Is that better than head dishwasher? Is that...
Yeah, it's much better. Sometimes I even get to wash dishes if I feel like it, and the guy didn't show up.
And Joe's got morals. He could have been a manager by now if he was head ball washer.
Yeah.
But he turned it down.
But I don't play politics, you know? I've been a busboy for 9 years. Could have moved up. Don't want to.
Say it to my face, pussy.
What?
Say it to my face, pussy.
Say what to your face, pussy?
Exactly. Shit.
Do you want to fight?
No.
Oh, God.
Let's arm wrestle.
No.
Fight.
Don't make me hurt
Egghead.
You.
Egghead.
Who would win arm wrestling?
Obviously me.
We don't have a surface to do the arm wrestling on.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Anastasia's back.
Nope. I promise never to do arm wrestling on this show ever again since I got
cheated
against Pimp Monk.
He dropped you.
For one, his hands were slippery. I don't know what he had in his hands.
He greased them with Vaseline.
Yeah, he greased them with
strategy.
Catfish fucking scales. He had catfish scales all over his fist.
It's strategy.
It was unfair.
Requiem, watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
And there's a Z in her name.
Oh, no.
Oh, there it is.
God damn it.
Gotta say.
God damn it.
I'm sick of dropping
shit. The guy again.
You know.
He just dropped some of his potatoes on the floor.
Fryer or something.
I just wanted to say hi real quick.
Anyone who cooks is going to cringe at this.
And as you can see, that's bubbling.
The bubbling.
So what we're going to do is just, yeah.
Wrong kind of bubbly.
No.
I would just dump these in here, but I don't want the grease to splatter, so...
What is floating around in it already? That's weird.
That's grease. That's oil.
Oh, my God.
But there looked like there were some weird chunks in there.
It's just dropping them in.
Probably
there.
Stuff left over from the last time he cooked.
Yeah, probably. Wait for it. Here it comes.
He just dumps it all in.
Because the oil splashes.
It's way too much.
Here we go.
Look,
and now it's going to catch fire.
Oh my God, he's so stupid.
God damn it.
look at my stop. Wife. She hates this guy so much, she's cringing.
He's like, stop.
Stop. Telling the fire to stop.
Yeah, stop cringing. Burning, fire.
Fuck my life, YouTube. I need salt.
I need some salt.
Because it's a grease fire.
No, that's baking soda.
Baking soda. Okay. Well, salt's a powder, right?
If he has a pet, he should just throw it in there.
It's baking soda!
You need the baking soda.
Well, you know, that was real fucking smooth of me, too.
Okay, no so shit. That's that.
The look he gave into the camera when he just turned around was like, yep, same shit as always in this kitchen.
I'm surprised how clean his kitchen is. I'm just used to like Chris Chan level kitchens in these crazy people's homes.
Yeah.
It's not by any means like a clean kitchen, but it's not a disaster either. Good for him.
I'm more surprised he didn't like burn down the whole house after that.
Yeah,
like, that too. Should have been gone.
That's how you know he's a troll. It was controlled burn.
I'm just glad he left it on.
God.
That's a lot of Folgers. I bet you got that at Costco.
Yeah, or Sam's Club.
Or Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Who's that dude? He's cute.
That's me.
That's John Page. She says you're cute, John.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Now he's frozen. That made him
frozen.
It, at least it was on a cute pose.
I don't know. All right, what else
did we got? John Page is so kawaii.
Kawaii.
This.
Okay. Are those Mickey Mouses on your shirt, John?
Kingdom Hearts, dude.
Okay.
Okay. Morning,
folks. Oh, this son of a bitch.
Oh, jeez. This is just what you want to see.
Excuse me, sorry. I should wake up before I start this, but oh well. I feel it's important to take a look at a few things.
Come on.
Are you gonna talk?
Anymore?
What?
Jesus Christ!
What? I think it's important to look at a few things.
Yeah.
Sorry, I start to do a video anymore, and right in the middle of it, I think, why am I wasting my breath? But I guess, you know.
Get on to it, please.
This guy's great.
To show that you can see the game, you can see the insanity, the deceptions, and for those that are willing to listen, that's what it's all about.
My God.
This e-cig thing.
Oh my fucking God, really? This is what this is about?
Knowing
this dude's about to fucking cry over the fact he can't get his flavored vapes.
About your health, or if anything they want the millennial generation that's going to be affected most by this, I guess, the Generation Xers that got switched from cigarettes to... The point is, neither's good for you. And if you don't know that, I've talked about this before. When I was going to try and quit smoking, I got one of those vape things. And I will tell you, every time I would hit it, all I would taste was electricity. It was like a... It's like I was tasting battery. I don't know. It just wasn't for me. And I could feel the...
Here's the thought. Maybe you got a defective one, and that's why you're tasting battery acid, buddy. Just a...
Don't be a vape apologist. Thought.
He's going to tie this into flat earth conspiracy theory
oil
pretty soon.
And
if he works today,
even
I
my
swear
smoking
to
ass that smoked weed out of pop cans for years, and, you know,
he's a cut up. He's a cut up.
So, not to be hypocritical, I'm not saying these people are doing anything wrong for, you know, it's your body, your life, your decision. I'm sure these people have to know that it's not healthy, to be especially with how it's like people are almost the drive or infatuation is to see how big of a cloud you can blow. It's like a...
It is kind of dumb.
You know,
it is a
strutting your peacock feather kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Again, I'm not whole. You know, I've done it too, so I do it to this day.
I've done it. I know I've done it.
That's where that ego is.
You're
dangerous.
Boring, dude.
But finally, a voice for the rest of us.
So they have to know it's not healthy, right?
When is the shoe gonna drop?
No, fuck the shoe dropping. He's trying to bring up a conspiracy about flat Earth.
Yeah.
Here's the real conspiracy behind this vape thing. Are you familiar with tobacco bonds?
No.
Yes.
No.
Tobacco bonds are a 30-year or less bond taken out by states to pay off against the big tobacco lawsuits.
Wow.
And the states took out these bonds as cash up front. And the funds that were borrowed are based on cigarette shipments. States like Alaska, California, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, West Virginia, as well as Washington, D.C.,
I knew he was reading this shit.
And Guam. And
of course
Guam.
He was.
You were pretending that you were thinking of this.
I'm trying to tell you.
Don't
the real
mislead everyone.
I'm trying to tell you the real conspiracy here. The tobacco bonds are dropping. They're dropping because of flavored vapes that don't push the tobacco. Are outselling tobacco, and tobacco sales are down, and these states are not getting the payouts from their tobacco bonds they initially invested in. So now they're trying to kill the flavored vapes instead of the straight tobacco vapes because they sell less tobacco, and their tobacco bonds pay out less. And we're putting it on the back of six faulty cartridges that weren't even tobacco related. They were weed cartridges that were malfunked and blew up. And we're using that as the scapegoat so the tobacco sales will jump back up.
They were
up.
Unregulated, too.
Now that people don't have their flavored cartridges to vape, the tobacco sales will start to climb back up because that's the only option left. So this is the real conspiracy.
No. The tobacco is alive.
They got rid of mostly flavored tobacco already, though.
Yeah, But the flavored vapes so are outselling.
So people, you're saying so people who quit smoking to vape are going to leave vaping because there's no more flavors to go back to flavorless cigarettes?
The more people will buy tobacco if they have less options of the fun vape they were using to distract them from the tobacco.
I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know either, but I would say this conspiracy is a little more legitimate.
That's not a bad angle.
It's a little more legitimate in my mind because they still have years of payouts left. It was the late 90s when these tobacco bonds started getting introduced after the truth threats.
You got to admit, though, coming from the source, it does seem a little shilly.
I'm just saying, yes.
Yesterday, the algorithm thing, do you remember?
Maybe people should start listening to me rather than doubting everything I say. That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
So now this whole big thing, but again, all the while, as they're telling you, oh, it's perfectly fine. Don't worry that we're spraying shit all over your skies.
The chemtrails.
You know, don't.
You sing it.
That couldn't have anything to do with people's lung problems, right?
Yeah.
But it's a nice cover. So I'm not saying e-cigs are safe or not. I'm saying I would imagine they're not healthy for you. Figure it out. But guess what? Cigarettes aren't either. But here I am rolling them and smoking them.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
So I'm no one to judge. I'm just saying.
He was my hero until that
moment. Beware
the
bait and switch. Why is this becoming an issue all of a sudden?
Here it is.
It's not because they give a fuck about you or your health. I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
Just like, you know, I put out the video yesterday about Pike and the three world wars and the warning. But the thing to remember is these people, just like Wesley Clark clip I showed.
What?
Their initial plan stated they were going to take over all these countries within 5 years. And it took 20 damn near so far. But they are willing to play the long game. And the more I look at this, the nuances of this drone attack by the Iranian-backed rebels.
Drone attack?
Because false flags never happen in this world. You're a crazy conspiracy theorist if
here we fucking
you find out that obvious fact that they do. From the Reichstag to the... Uh-oh, it looks like I'm getting down to the last minute. So anyways...
What?
Mm-hmm.
He has limited time on his phone for the recording.
Oh, okay.
Folks, they will bait and switch you. This Saudi oil system was attacked with civilian drones. The underlying, go look at all the articles, maybe not all of them, but civilian drones are a danger is the underlying theme. So not only are they coming for your guns, they're coming for your drones. If you want to think this is a coincidence, as drones are being used to point out things.
He's all over the place. I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
hold up.
What the fuck is going on? It started off with, like, vaping cigarettes are bad. Then it goes up to the whole Saudi Arabia oil crisis, whatever.
Wasn't there an old Jerry Genesis?
This is the biggest pile of nothing I've ever fucking heard.
Wasn't there an old Jerry Genesis video where he had the same water cooler in his background?
Yes.
Is this Jared's dad?
No, it's Jared in disguise.
Oh, my God.
This same is Jared eyes. From He's the got the future. Same eyes.
Oh, I think this is Jared Genesis' dad. Because I swear I saw a video of Jared Genesis where he was in like a room like this, and he was a little further away from the water cooler, but the water cooler was behind him.
Oh, my God.
And he must have got kicked out of there to go into the dumpy band garbage room.
And his YouTube.
Because his dad wanted to turn this into his office for conspiracy.
You know what his YouTube angle is? Gerald Exodus.
He looks a lot like Jared now that I think about it.
Jared's Holy dad is a TV does. Repairman. So Jared's dad is somebody who has a light knowledge of antennas and probably could make a tinfoil hat in a matter of moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
tell me TV repairmen aren't conspiracy theorists by design.
Look at this picture I placed in the Skype chat, and then look at this photo. They have similar facial features.
They do.
They do.
Very
similar. Same eyes, same mouth.
Anastasia, if you would like to say anything, you're welcome to come take one of our microphones. You're We couldn't put more microphones up.
I'm cozier than that couch, Mix.
We couldn't put any more microphones up.
Hey,
we had a max.
I'm just trying
capacity.
To make you jealous, egg tits.
Yeah, quit.
You're the one I want.
Joe, quit making Damn. Egg tits jealous yeah, next to her okay. husband.
All right. Do you see? She's nothing. She's nothing to me.
Uh huh.
Sure. Oh my god.
I brought her here as bait.
She's like. What the fuck?
I want you.
You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I thought singing grease would be almost as effective as cooking grease. Either way, it's very hot.
So hard, harder than this.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that cooking, that little cooking segment was like.
Oh, the cringe. You got mad.
I was like, what the actual hell is this guy doing?
Yeah, he didn't even season right. That bothered me too.
Those
didn't
potatoes
even wash
were
his
cooked
hands.
Too thick.
That's my problem with it.
If we could can we just get a free zap for Egghead?
Yeah, a free zap.
A little free zap.
Yeah, a nice extreme one.
Mm. Get a zap to continue the.
Wait, hold on, that's not enough.
Oh God! Mm.
Anastasia, would you like to wear a dog collar that would zap you?
No, I'm good.
You don't want to?
Don't do it.
Not electrocution. We can change that.
I'm not trying to die over here.
Hey,
you
won't
get electrocuted.
It'll be light. It'll keep you up for another 12 hours.
How about this? We reach the goal. Not only I will get a good long zap. Billy will also get a long zap.
Besides
the fact you don't get to command you don't get to command it. It's up to Ben and Billy if they want to do it. What do you think? You want to
look, Egghead already cucked me with Cheshire Vic, okay?
Cheshire Vic.
Wait, I put the damn shock collar on because Egghead's daddy now. I listen to him. I don't listen to anybody else. Daddy Egghead.
So you're putting it on now? Hours.
Daddy Egghead told me to get shocked if we hit our goal.
What's the goal?
The goal.
We're $104 away. $103.88 away. 78 cents away. Fuck, I can't do
so
math.
So if you hit that goal, how long do we get to shock you for?
Until Daddy Egghead tells me I can stop.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, my God.
You're gonna
it's a lot of responsibility.
That's perfect.
Oh, God. I don't want to kill him. It's a sweet boy.
I'm a sweet boy.
What have I done?
From what I've been told, anything to do with a minor is an automatic felony. That's true.
What are we talking about?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
It's between us and the chat.
Okay.
You don't care about them.
I don't care about anybody.
You told us.
I'm self-serving.
Self-serving, like Boogie.
Yeah.
We're getting onto this again.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
You just spilled that all over me.
No.
It's all right, darling. You're graceful anyway. I don't care if you spill. You can spill all over our house when we get one together.
Oh, God.
What? This isn't between you, it's between me and your wife. You got it, cuck?
So what was your take on Onision, Joe?
Oh, with Onision, here's the thing.
Oh,
he
God,
gets a really a bad rap. He gets a bad rap for being... Because I know what you're thinking. Oh, he's a groomer, you know. He's a pedophile. He's basically a pedophile groomer.
All right.
I go, yeah, sure, but he's my friend.
I go, sure.
That's not a good thing.
Now, the thing is, like, he didn't tell us. Whenever we went over, there was no Sarah. I never saw Sarah. Now, Anastasia did. And I'm not saying she was complicit. I'm just saying that you got to watch out for that one. It's always the short ones.
Joe. I swear to
but,
Joe.
Jesus Christ.
But hold on. Hold
oh,
on.
Man. That was...
Hold on. Let's go into detail for a second. Because, Billy, you don't want to talk about this. I know you don't. Because you've come under fire, rightfully so. Because you choose the worst friends in the world. You know? Now me, Onision's my friend because I didn't know about the rape, right? Now that I know about it, I'm appalled. But I don't have anybody else. He's still my friend. We go to the movies all the time. You know,
everyone,
I say, when we're at the movies, don't you rape anyone.
Send at least $2.
PT Ham just hit us with a 40.
Oh,
a
God.
Fortro.
And what did he say?
Okay. He said everybody sent at least $2. At least $2.
Can I make a suggestion for the 40? What?
What's that?
One for Egghead now, one when he least expects it.
Oh!
Yeah.
We cool Let's with get that, Egg Tits?
I'm alright with that.
Okay, cool. Egg Tits is the only one that matters in this scenario. Give us that one now.
Egg Tits.
Oh, god damn it!
Oh, I felt that one too. There's so much electricity between us, Egg Tits. Every time you shock him, I get shocked, and we just move.
All right, now,
you can take the cap off. Joe, what?
To quote Joe here,
yeah.
This next one we got to be really careful about.
For sure.
Gotta when he least expects it, just boom.
Oh, he'll forget that it's gonna happen.
He'll forget, and then boom!
Oh,
boom.
I'll forget this show. Just boom! Oh, god, she's getting excited. I hate it when she gets that look. Cause I know something bad's gonna happen.
It's a good look. Those are some great glasses. Are they Burberry?
Nope. Walmart brand.
Walmart brand. Well, you wear them like a Burberry, my queen.
Oh my god.
What do we got next in the pipeline, Ben?
Yes.
I'm mesmerized by what's going on right now. Actually, I have this.
Yo, say please!
I'm the skater, put a bullet in this fucking head.
Are you like me now? I'm the only critter with the good kind of fairy drama.
With the good kind of fairy drama.
Jesus Christ, it's Monica.
Paper.
So, who do I have as our first cringe rap of the night? But...
what is up, fellow YouTubers? No. So,
bullshit.
I have a comment.
Bullshit.
What?
Oh. Triple what? Threat.
Yeah.
I think so.
From precedes the... I don't know. I can't pronounce
about
that.
Zapping
he
me?
Said, yeah, bro, they I uploaded the underwear
power.
Video
full
right
power
away.
For
everyone
their birthday.
Saw
what?
It. It's That'll all hurt. Over Reddit. Gotta watch what you do,
I can't
brother.
Do that again.
Your trolls are crazy as hell. Yeah, you know, I probably didn't make the best judgment call, but I figured it'd be okay considering you see chicks in revealing underwear on Facebook all the time, showing off their shit. To be fair, I didn't mean to get a boner before putting them on, but it was a thought of, hey, my of-age fangirls want to see me in my underwear.
My
That's confidence booster.
No,
hell yeah, you know.
No.
I mean, could these trolls suck my dick any harder? They think, oh, well, if we save the video
really
and upload it all over Reddit, well, fuck.
So I got a boner. Involuntary physiological response. So it was a park. So what?
I was going to say, this is a really, really good spoken word performance that he's doing.
This
is actually kind of nice
rap
to see
segment,
on the cringe
right?
rap segments. Yeah.
And this is a cringe rap segment?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, no.
We're getting
This
we're
is
getting
cringe
there.
Rap?
Oh, we're getting there.
Okay. With him. Not really. You're just going to make me more famous, dude.
Well, the reason why your video got banned is because you had a boner in your underwear. How is that any different than a busty-ass chick with some big-ass boobies poking through her bra to show it off on Facebook?
You heard it, Minx. You've been called out.
Okay, so
why is this guy diss track?
Having
Minx
a little bit
exposed.
Of fun with this and kind of making fun of the fact that these trolls are uploading this video all over the internet. You know what I'm saying? And by doing that, I'm going to need an instrumental. What instrumental do we need? Well, hold on a second. Yo. So I made a video of my queen.
He's doing some Mickey Avalon.
My underwear, like I just don't care.
Fuck his eyes.
Goddamn, had my of-age fangirls ready to stare. One girl said to me your night, cause she liked the way my underwear hugged me tight. The double stands are a bitch. So fuck it, leave it in a ditch. My dick.
Come on.
Fucking MC
bitch and ditch do rhyme with each other.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre rhyme with each other too. I'd rather listen to them.
Is the shit 7,000 subscribers? Yo, dick ain't shit. My dick, fuck Katy Perry. Yo, dick is just plain scary. My dick's like a porn star's. Your dick just scars, leaves bad memories. My dick's like a motorcycle. Chicks like to ride on it. Yo, dick is just plain psycho. My dick is the shit. Yo, dick ain't shit.
He rhymes shit with shit.
Every time Mickey Avalon comes to town.
My dick is just for kids. Your dick is just for kicks. My dick.
Every time Mickey Avalon comes to town, one of the bookers will call me, be like, will you open for Mickey Avalon? And then like a week later, they're like, oh, it fell through. He's got his own openers. And I'm like, yeah, I'm cool with it. Because this guy would show up to the show and he would be like, hey, Billy, you want to hear my rap? And then I'd have to listen to this shit live. Because everybody that goes to Mickey Avalon shows have this exact fucking rap. It bothers me.
Yo, my dick's crazy rap. Good. Your dick is crazy ass lame.
My dick's crazy good.
Your dick is crazy ass lame.
My dick is crazy ass lame.
Like your dick and your STDs. My dick likes to please. Yo, dick got the STDs.
Stop, Ben!
What?
Stop it!
It's not bad.
No, it's not. It's not good.
Finally, a voice from my generation.
It's not good.
My dick locked in a cage, right?
Your dick
suffer from stage fright.
That's not bad.
That's from the actual song. Oh. That's from the actual song.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, the My Dick song. I remember that song.
My dick fucks with chicks of the wrong age. Yo dick fucks with John Page.
Oh. What?
Yo, my dick is pimp shit. Yo dick ain't shit. I'm confident in my body.
Stop! Stop it!
I'm confident in my body.
There will be no body confidence raps today.
Bars.
Stop it. Stop.
I think we killed Billy.
My dick got one eye. I can see only out of one eye. My dick. What?
His.
All his fans have to do this to show solidarity. Instead of doing a hand symbol or whatever.
I can't look at like that. This is so
just Kubrick stare.
It's so goddamn creepy. Like
creepy ass stare.
My dick.
What was this guy's YouTube channel? The Wonky Eye Honky Guy?
It's King
MC
Cobra.
MC Side-Eye is his rap soundcloud.
King Cobra JFS.
I got hardy, yo dick. Ain't the shit, my dick. Take care of the business. Yo dick. Needs to have the business put to it.
And have the business put to it.
Do you like this? Awesome.
I don't like
He's
this.
He's got a new fan, I can tell you that much.
You should open for this guy.
Yeah.
I should open an elevator shaft for this guy and let him walk into it.
You can't because the elevator gets stuck when you're on it.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
He was like, yeah, it's that elevator. It's like, hold on a second.
That's true.
The consistent level of disrespect disgusts me.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about I've never once said an unkind word about anybody in this room.
Oh, what?
Never once.
Are you?
Never once.
Oh, my God.
And you all consistently drag me down. Consistently. Just want to point that out. Picking on little Billy. That's fine. It's fine. I guess we punch up around here. There's nobody for me to punch up to. I'm fine with that.
It's okay. The bomb. Wait a minute. Is that too far? No, it's not. You're a motherfucker.
Is that too far? No, it's not. You're a motherfucker.
That's not bad.
That was good.
The guy.
You're a motherfucker.
Dude can spit.
Bars.
No, stop.
He got bars.
Stop.
It's not bad.
No.
It's better than your songs.
No.
I mean, you got to admit.
No. I don't.
And you're a sucker to this game. My dick's got the fame. Yo, dick has no name. P.S. Got the King Cobra, the best in the business. We got dicks like Satan, ready for me.
Oh my God! All right.
Could you turn this off, Ben? Is it about time to turn this off? Is it about time?
Dicks like Satan, and by that I mean child baiting.
Yo,
long neck.
That's good.
Long neck.
That's me.
Long neck.
Wait.
Is oh, that no. Yoda? Oh, no.
I know Egghead is going to be zapped, but is that Yoda?
No.
I think it was Yoda. Zap his ass.
Hey. Good fry.
Now.
Oh, zap. God.
Oh, yes.
And then there's still that one that hasn't happened yet, right?
Yeah, there was one met for...
There was one that will show up when the Egghead least expects it.
That means I go, oh, no.
And we trust Ed Kitts to know that
yet?
Exact moment.
No,
it hasn't happened yet.
Molto bene.
Long neck, long neck, long neck,
Finally, a handsome guy.
A hunchback!
Burn squad! Long neck's the name, so stay in your lane. You're just another lame. Look at me when I smoke a hit green. Hopefully cough and roll up on the scene. Treat me like a magazine. Puffing on that kush smoke like it's a dream.
Jared Leviticus.
Holding the chrome. Driving down the street, feeling in the zone. Hit you hard, two bird, one stone. Look, I got a bullet in the dome. Break down the door, pull out my hatchet. One slash, lay a body in a casket. Hitting niggas is my bad habit. Going on a mission, gotta have my jacket.
Oh, there you go.
Your bad habit is your potty mouth.
Look, bricks get a chopping, kilos what I'm copping, marijuana what I'm cropping, in the trap niggas coughing.
That's not bad.
That What's bad. Your favorite part about what he just said?
The N-word. Definitely the N-word.
The lame part.
We love the N-word. Didn't we, Billy?
How often lame. Does Billy say it's it? My lame. Would you say?
When we're alone,
yeah.
He can't stop. He kayfabes being afraid
he
of the word.
He unloads it like a machine gun.
Yeah. The other day, I told a joke. I forget what it was. It
Two
was
like, jokes?
Just one.
Okay.
And it involved, I was like, hey, Billy, one time I went to a zoo. There was only one dog in it. It was a shit zoo. And he went, ha ha, nigga's ribs. They hurtin'. That's what he said.
Did you say that, Billy?
No, I did not say that.
He said that.
No, I did not
He said that.
That.
I was like, what?
No, I did not
what?
Say
I
that.
I was offended.
Did he even say they be hurting?
I didn't say
he
that.
He just said they hurting.
They hurting.
They hurting.
I didn't say any of that.
Yeah, it was really gross.
Are there any blackface photos of Billy that exist out there?
Nope.
At least one.
Nope.
The one I'm thinking.
Hold on. Didn't you get sent home from high school for wearing blackface?
Not for wearing blackface.
What was their reason
I
for
went
sending
to high
you
school,
home?
I went to high school on Halloween as a juggalo, and my face paint got smeared in first period, and I had the Australian exchange student fix my face for me, and she just covered it with black, and I didn't notice.
Oh, no.
And it was really fucked up. It was really fucked up.
Why does this stuff always happen to you?
I don't know, man.
It's,
I don't
it's
know.
It's funny that you tell this story, by the way. I had a friend in high school who, now it would be a double whammy, went to, he dressed up as Bill Cosby for Halloween.
Oh, uh-oh. No.
Whoops.
He was definitely sent home for that because he went full blackface.
And when the security came to take me out of the school for that, they were like, hey, 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 Fat Albert. And I was like, wait a second. You're a grown-ass man.
That's funny.
Why are you doing this to me?
John.
And then you look and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah,
you
oh,
would,
my God.
I think you would do great in Lucha. Because you look like Thank a you. Mexicano on camera.
I am not. I'm more Italian than Mexicano, but...
You're a paisano. Oh,
so's yeah. Joe.
Me
yeah.
too. What's your last name? Say it out loud.
It's very Italian is what it is.
Mine too. Does it
We're
end
brothers.
With... yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wondering where you've been.
Long lost brothers.
I was like, look at this guy. Greasy, terrible facial hair. We gotta be brothers.
Yeah, you know it.
Are you guys both related to Anthony Fantano too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I'm actually related to Cal Quachesta.
Yeah.
Them too.
Yeah. We talk at
Hi,
parties.
Zanikin.
When we saw Anthony live... He came out as Cal. It was pretty great.
Hmm.
I could totally see him doing that.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
I just want everybody, all right, I just want everybody to stop picking on me in the chat.
From now
People
on?
People are picking on you in the chat?
Picking on me in the chat.
Why would I do that? Lately. Why would I do that to you?
Stop it.
Stop it!
My last name is Fagatano.
Fagatano?
Joey Fagatano. I should go with
Joey Fagatano.
Joey
Fagatano. What am I messing with?
Pronounced Fagatano. Much love, Johnny Dow.
Thank you.
You are officially 20 something away from the goal.
Not bad.
Not bad, everybody.
Doom, doom. No, it's $18 or $17.81.
But we
away.
Get to keep it on you for how long?
Like, you know, until Egghead tells me to stop.
Until Egghead says stop.
Basically, I'm going to pull it off at some point because it's going to hurt too much. But
No shit. I don't want you to keep doing it forever.
Thank you,
you
Egghead.
You let Egghead him. And get zapped.
Okay.
Well, here we go.
Anastasia, oh God, do you want to do the zaps?
No, I think I should.
She's like,
no,
I think she should. She didn't even have to think.
She should.
All right, so you have to hit the Y button.
Yeah, don't press any of the other buttons, only Y.
It's just Y. Not yet, Anastasia.
Oh, God!
Don't be trigger happy.
You can do it whenever.
Fuck!
Not yet. Because right now, he's getting zapped.
That's
right
not
now,
all.
I'm still waiting for that one random zap to come. I don't know when it's happening, and I'm scared now.
Shit! That's the best part.
Yeah.
It sucks.
The anticipation.
Billy, all the blood left your face.
I'm scared.
You're very afraid.
It's not good.
Your leg is shaking.
I know. It's not good to anticipate a shock.
Well, don't bite your tongue.
I have it tucked back in my mouth.
Good.
Good. I'm afraid.
All right. All right. 3, 2, 1. Hit it.
It's not
hitting?
It's not working?
Let me see.
Ah! Oh my God!
Someone shock Egghead.
Oh, Egghead gets another one.
Ah! Yep. No. Stop killing Billy! Stop it!
Is that one?
They said zap me.
It's 100. Oh, fuck you! Give it back to her, Joe! I have not consent to you shocking me! I have not consent to a Joe shock!
Chorus of electricity.
You raped my throat! You raped my throat! No consent!
It hurts so fucking hard. That one was
the worst.
Oh, holy shit!
He's still getting it?
Is it over?
No! That one was over, but that last one that she did, that one was like the worst out of all of them! Holy shit!
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think I've ever heard like such a reaction like that. I don't know if it's an overreaction or
no, it's not an overreaction. I felt like it was like digging into my fucking skin at that point. I think I've done this like for the longest time. I think that one was like descending volts down my fucking neck, and it was like, oh God, God, there's the other, there's a random.
That's not
bad. That was the surprise one.
That was a good one.
Oh no.
Surprises everywhere for everybody.
It got my gillygopper.
Yeah,
gillygopper.
Your gollywopper. It's
can
a gollywopper.
Take this off now, please. Or can we have to wait till we have to? Or do we have to wait till the show's over?
Listen to him giggle. He loves it.
This hurts. This hurts like hell.
Yeah, I can't believe people put this on a dog.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, I would not do that. Only people.
Oh, it's worse when you have hot sauce in your mouth.
Oh. Yeah, that was really... And you threw up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you ate the hot sauce, your mouth got burned, you got zapped, and then you threw up.
Yeah.
It was iconic.
That's terrible. Yeah, yeah.
What are you saying, Yuki Ma?
You gonna get it?
That I'm a screamer?
Right.
Hold on.
Hit it, No!
Oh no! Oh,
no,
this is
no.
abuse.
Ray.
No!
Ray. Oh
no!
She doesn't have to do it.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Is that the safe word? Anti-disestablementarianism.
Yeah. For weeks now. That's our safe word.
You know someone's going to take that and say, oh my God, they abused a woman.
We had to change the safe word. Originally, the safe word was onomatopoeia, yeah. And she kept saying onomatopoeia, and we're like, no, it's
onomatopoeia.
And she couldn't remember which one it was.
You daft bitch. She is the worst victim ever.
What the fuck have we turned into?
Ow. R-A-P-I-N, that's rapping.
Oh. God.
I'm glad I don't have that on my neck anymore.
Yeah, she was randomly zapping you. That's terrible.
Yeah, I was catching some stingers.
Yeah, I think, you know what? I'll put up a timer. Are you done, Egghead? Are you done?
Is it done?
I'm going to put up a timer for 5 minutes, and people can get in their last zaps if they want. Otherwise, we're just going to end the show and go do the post show.
That's fair.
5 minutes.
It's making you money, so do it.
I appreciate it, Egghead. You're
out,
a sweet boy.
Shout out everybody shouting out Grope Gang in the chat.
You're a groper, too.
I'm not.
The latest drunken peasant scandal.
I'm a sweet boy.
Ebert and Groper.
I'm a sweet boy. Everybody in the chat needs to type one for the sweet boy.
Aw. There's no ones, Billy.
So it would be two, then.
There's no ones. Not a single one.
No. There's a three. My God. There's a Joe one.
Look at all those twos. They all think I'm too sweet.
Joe really? One. The only one was for me. You're gross, Billy. There's nothing. That's terrible. Oh, God.
I like all the people who give bigger five. Than one because that's how sweet I am. It's not.
Nope.
Nobody. All these other numbers are just that one times that.
That's the most miraculous failure I've seen since yesterday.
No.
When you were debating Ben yesterday.
No.
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen. That means I can just relax and enjoy myself.
Don't count your chickens before they
hatch. We'll see.
Oh, no, he shouldn't, especially with me. He shouldn't.
Right before, I won't be surprised. Right before she, like the show ends, she gives like one final random zap.
Well, you're and putting ideas into her head.
I always do that.
That's what he does all the time.
I know he does.
Egghead goes to the doctor. He's like, you know, it might be a good idea if you give me a prostate exam.
Mm-hmm. Might need another.
I know you're gonna do that before the end of this.
Can I get an enema?
Egg tits. Be honest. Has he encouraged you to be with others?
No.
Yet.
He has.
Will he after the show?
But Joe, yes. Egghead does have performance issues.
I know he does.
Egghead says he's never encouraged me to be with others. That would take all the fun out of being with others. You think he ever once bought tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters? No, but he's seen him perform time and again.
That's right, Egghead. They're shitting in my mouth.
Egghead's only jersey he owns is for the Washington genitals.
The Washington
Billy,
genitals.
Billy,
Billy,
that's not a
Christ.
Billy, that's not a sweet boy thing to say.
Well, everybody in the chat didn't say I was a sweet boy, so I don't have to be anymore. Only time I was ever a sweet boy was Billy to cover up for how I really feel.
Billy is now a third peasant.
Whatever.
He's been moved down.
Whatever. I started at fifth, motherfucker. Third is still above.
Finally, we won. Exactly, Fixsoul. It's been done.
We won.
It's over.
We won. It's true.
It's true.
Jesus, Egghead, it looks like you had a stroke.
It's true.
Look at his mouth. Slightly ajar.
It has his neck holding up first.
I think it's always like that.
He looks like if Jim Ross dressed up as Daniel Bryan for Halloween.
Yes, that is good.
That's a good
Bell's
one.
Bell's Palsy.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh,
can we get a good zap on Goose Juice wants to know if
we get one good zap on Joe.
Oh, no.
Looks like we'll have to.
Tell you what, this is going to be a pure slobber knocker barbecue sauce.
I think John just froze.
Oh, did I freeze?
No,
oh,
you're
I'll fix
fine.
It.
No, I was going to say it's my JR impression. I need to freeze when I do it.
Sassafras.
Barbecue sauce.
Maybe Ben can get
Sergeant that. Whiskers says, Billy, please tell everyone the Go Willa joke.
No.
What is that?
It's the why.
All right.
Joe, we're going to need you in frame.
I wonder if one of the settings got changed while everyone was running around,
He's
but I guess we'll see.
Blow out if, that microphone.
If you hit Y, does it?
Oh fuck you, bitch! Oh fuck you! Stop it! Fuck! Stop! Fuck!
Uh-oh.
This is...
What is this show?
Punch her in the mouth, Joe.
Oh, God!
Ta-
time's up.
Fuck this shit. I'm taking it off. God.
All right, that was great. Okay.
I had a fun time. I don't know about everyone else, but I had a blast.
It wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad. I had a good time until everybody started picking on me.
It was a good show, though, Billy. Everybody loves you.
Yes! Stop it! Oh, fuck.
Okay, we are going to go do the post show. We will see all you guys over there.
Come on, patrons, $10 and above, and members of this channel. That's $3.99 a month or some shit.
Something like that.
$5.99, I don't fucking know. If you're a member, come on over. If you're a patron, 10 or above, come on over. If you're neither of those two, think about becoming all one. Right. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Fuck off!
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.